Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hakthuri, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue.
It's an issue.
I'm not a problem. It's just an issue. I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
What's going on, people? It's the Conti and Kenny Show. Welcome back.
Good evening, and ladies and gentlemen.
If you're a new listener, welcome. My name is Joe Conti, the host of the show, and that's my co-host.
Ivan Morstein.
Yes. I have a promo that proves that you could be pretty right with that name.
Yeah. You're right.
There's some promos. We have two of them that include you being a Nazi.
Irving Schlitzberger.
Yes, Schlitzberger. Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. We are, it's the arrogance. It's arrogance and alcoholism. We are in the NPN studios. That's non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. And right now the phone number is
It should be called NPH.
What's that?
Non-propane heat.
Yeah, it's a little chilly in here, right?
It's fucking freezing. 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. It's a little chilly. But if you want to call in...
There's a little bucket next to the in the studio.
Right.
You see that little bucket there?
Oh, yeah, donate.
It's a little water jug. It's donate.
Today's
from...
Today's show is brought to you by the words ding-dong and butthole.
Whoops.
What the hell was that?
Whoops. Hey, whoops. That was supposed to be this.
Today's show is brought to you by the words ding-dong and butthole.
Whoopsie. And says,
sorry.
It's got all fucked up.
It was funny.
Yeah, clear list. Okay.
But anyway, there's a little busket over here. It's a little water jug. Mm-hmm. And there's other people that use the studio, so to you know, in these economic times and you know, the holiday season, throw a couple quarters or some dimes in there.
Yeah, a little
know.
Spare change, a little donate.
Yeah, a little donate for some heat.
Is that what it's for?
He hasn't cashed in yet. Yeah, look at it.
It's for the heat?
It's a bigger donation jar.
Jesus.
For heat and new cameras.
Oh, man.
To donate. How about cashing it in?
Speaking of cameras, I got to get the camera on you.
How about cashing it in there, Frankie boy?
Yes. The phone number is NPN Studios on Skype. So if you want to give us a call. But you know what? The best way to be in contact with us is go to either one of our chat rooms. Go to the More Like Radio chat room or go to the Conti and Kenny chat room. And if you go to morelikeradio.com/live, puts you right in there. Or if you go to contiandkenny.com/listen now. And dude, in the chat room, who I have not seen in a few years, is Credo. Credo is one of our longest listeners. Credo was listening to this show back when we were in Nyack on top of the Hudson House.
Really? That
yeah,
long ago?
Yeah, Credo was, he used to send Bob stuff all the time. We used to play his stuff on the show. Credo was, I mean, I know Credo's real name. We're friends on Facebook. But Credo, my God, and he's...
Credo Schlitzberger?
Yes, it's Schlitzberger. Yeah, yeah, he's a Nazi like yourself. He's been working second shift for the last few years, so...
Hans Fraulein.
What?
I don't know why I keep... You know what it is? I'll get into it in a second.
Okay.
Why I have such a German influence, an Austrian-Hungary influence today.
I'm not sure, but...
I know exactly why, I'll tell you.
Okay, but welcome back, Credo, and... thanks for, you know, joining us, man. We appreciate it, man, because we're getting a lot of new listeners, but we're getting some of the old listeners back, and it's cool. For the first time, Credo, and Credo has been listening to the show, you know, for a long time, I'm actually saying this. We have a pretty damn good show. And
I'm actually saying this. Since you've been listening, I came out. No, if he remembers the old shows.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
But I'm actually getting convinced that we're getting a nice batch of listeners and we're putting together a pretty damn good show.
Sure.
You know?
Don't sell it too much.
I'm not. No. I'm saying that's not me selling
hours
it.
And 50 minutes.
That's not me selling it. That's me letting him know, like, can you believe I've made this turnaround? How much I've always said I suck on the show.
Oh,
the show's not that good.
Fair enough.
I'm actually saying this is a pretty good show. And
it's the holiday season.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I just went. I went to a Christmas party yesterday for like 600 people. My girlfriend's, dude, this place is
speaking
huge.
Of your girlfriend, she fucking let me down today.
Did she?
Yeah.
Why?
She's supposed to have a friend come in and have a makeout session.
Ah, yeah. But then, you know, those little rugrats.
Yeah.
Hey, man. She thought it was going to be a surprise. I'm like, you put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
She put it on Facebook. She wants to hook up her friend with Kenny. So she puts it on Facebook that they might make a surprise visit.
And then it was on a stream. So you were tagged by Barry and Frank.
Yeah. So what happened was, you know, this girl's got three kids. Frank... This is very unusual, but Frank, who is the proprietor of the studio, he actually told Beverly, he said, look, if you want, I'll watch the kids in the other room, and you guys could come. And they were going to make a little surprise visit. You could meet the girl, hang out. And plus, my girlfriend, they pop by, we a couple of laughs, a couple of, you know, a couple of shingles, and then, you know, we go, you know, they
tugs.
Go on their way. A couple of tuggerooskies, and then we're finished.
Sure.
And it didn't work out.
No, that's right.
One of her kids got sick.
Yeah, I told her before. I was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and kids got sick.
And, you know, at
the very least, you know, she's a cool girl. I met her once or twice. She's a cool girl.
Sure.
You know?
Sure, we've spoke a few times.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, just casual.
And she ain't a bad-looking broad, right?
No, not at
so,
all.
So that makes them cooler.
Yeah, and she's into that kind of Marilyn Monroe-looking kind of almost suicide girl. Kind of. I bet you she probably is into that kind of stuff.
Yeah?
You know, the retro
mm-hmm.
hair and everything like that. Just a couple of pictures that I dig. I'm really into that.
Nice.
You know, a girl from like the 40s. You know what I mean? Let me tell you.
Of course.
She got some gams, that girl.
Of course.
Right? But I really dig it. But anyway, whatchamacallit? You know, and even now, she, you know, single guy, she's got three kids.
Yeah.
10 years ago, I'd be like, three kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, you got a vagina? You cool? You got a vagina? Like to hang out?
Yeah.
You got a vagina?
You're not a complete and utter psychopath?
Yeah.
Let's hang out.
What was the reason that you're a single mom?
Exactly.
That one first.
What did you do to make him smack you around? What did you do? Come on,
did you
honest.
Tell him it's not you, it's me? Or did he say it's not me, it's you?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is both her fault.
Right. This is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me.
Yeah.
What did he do? What did you do?
So what's the reason for the single parenthood? And then do you have a vagina? And that's it.
Take care.
I'll get both answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one, she'll say yes, and is it in good working order?
Yeah. Right. All the you know, nuts and bolts all locked
kick
in.
Kick the tires on it then.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not gonna, you know, that like one of the, that pool that commercial where they fill the pool up and they didn't put all the bolts in and it just...
Yeah, just the bolts.
It just bursts.
Yeah. I like nuts and bolts.
I like nuts and bolts. Exactly. So as long as it doesn't do that...
a kid flying out on a raft.
Holding a fucking volleyball.
As long as it doesn't do that, we're good. That's funny.
We got a lot of things to do tonight, man. I think later on we're going to do something called Kanye versus Hitler.
Yeah, it's a little game.
A little game we're going to do. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Santa Claus is white. Jesus is white. Look at Kenny. If you see Kenny on the screen, if you're in the chat, either one of the chats, let me just put that
it's
down.
It's cold in here, so I have my jacket on.
He's got his jacket on, so because he had to cover the logo of the company that he's with, he covered it up with a Conti and Kenny sticker. So, if you want to get a Conti and Kenny sticker.
Underneath it says Roto-Rooter.
It's, if you want to get one of the Conti and Kenny stickers, email us. Just Conti and Kenny at AOL.com.
Or Connie Francis.
Connie Francis and Brett Michaels, whatever. But email us, Conti and Kenny at AOL, and we will ship you a couple of stickers anywhere in the continental United States.
And on our dime.
And our dime, exactly. So, and we've done it already. We've sent a bunch out. It doesn't cost much.
No, Credo wants one, I guarantee it.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Let's see. Credo wants some Conti and Kenny stickers. So, but definitely get the Conti and Kenny stickers. Uh-oh.
Western Echo, Kanye versus Hitler? ? As in, who fucked up more youth in his lifetime? Wow,
wow.
Oof.
Credo, brown shirt versus brown skin. Very nice. We have we're changing the name of Hitler versus Kanye.
Speaking of whatchamacallit, my Austria-Hungary influence.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night.
Are you finding out more about your
No. It's what I had to sit through. You know when women they can't sit through something that we enjoy, whether it's a football game or a playoff baseball game or something sports related, mm-hmm. or they just have no fucking interest. One. Little
it's not even just the
bit.
Interest. It's the fact that they don't, because they don't have interest, they don't understand the height of the amount of interest that you have.
Exactly. Okay. And I wore the other shoes. Saturday evening, me and my sister got a little Christmas tree there in the living room and putting some ornaments on it, some macaroni pictures and some old mementos. For the old holiday season, right? Throwing the lights up. And she's got that fucking Carrie Underwood Sound of Music bullshit on. They did a replay of it. You know the movie The Sound of Music?
That's one with Dick Van Dyke and the lady flying around on the bicycle?
That's Mary Poppins.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Close.
Always get those two.
Close.
Always.
You know, the hills are alive.
And
when
they're in like a wheat field.
They're all
around.
Wearing Yedelhosen, whatever they call it.
Needlehosen.
Needlehosen.
That's Jewish for stockings.
But that's the movie, okay?
Okay. And they redid it or just redid the music
they
of it?
They redid the entire thing live. It didn't play live. It was a replay from the week before. 20 million people watched it.
And this is on
the original.
What?
NBC.
Ugh.
Right, so now I couldn't give two shits about the original fucking movie.
Yeah,
why am I going to watch the fucking NBC version of it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But the big thing was Carrie Underwood. She sang real well, but her acting sucked.
Who cares?
But it was, I could not take any more. I had to. I had to sit through it because my sister, we were decorating the tree.
Was this Gestapo?
Yeah, Gestapo, yeah.
She was digging it?
Loved it.
Really?
She loved because she loved the movie. She loved the original movie. But I literally could not give a shit if my TV lit on fire. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I wouldn't care because I would not have to watch any more of this bullshit. It's basically the story of an Austrian captain, right, in the army or navy or whatever it is. I think it's a navy. Has a nanny for his 7 kids, falls in love with the nanny, and the nanny is trying to be a nun, but then she leaves the nunnery to go be with him, and then the Nazis invade Germany, and they want to send him to Austria to die, send him to the Navy to die, and then they sneak away, and they live in Switzerland for the rest of their lives.
Okay, and that's when they're spinning around and singing in the fields. I don't know.
Well, that's probably Austria, Bavaria. Yeah, my hometown.
I love the cream, by the way. I love their cream.
But I literally, it was painful. Not that the production was, production was bad.
But just the point of it.
I just didn't want to fucking watch it. I did not want to watch one fucking bit.
Painful. Did you end up watching the whole thing?
Yeah, from fucking beginning to end, because I'm putting the thing up, and then I'm making dinner at the same time. Making a roast beef.
Right. That happened to me at my mom's house.
The whole thing. And I'm just sitting there. I'm sitting there. And
First of all, it's a musical.
Yes.
All right? Unless it's something amazing, like the Trey Parker Broadway musical thing.
Oh yeah, Book of Mormon.
Or even we went to go see that the one from the 80s.
Rock of Ages.
Yeah. It was fine. I liked it. It was cool.
Well, you're in a theater.
Different. Yeah, I know.
You got
your face standing. You're sweating into a roast beef. With your sister going, turn it down. Yeah, I'm trying to watch Sound of Music.
Yeah, at least if you're in a theater, you can see that exaggerated overacting bullshit.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
You don't walk like that. No one turns around like that. You fancy turnarounder. Did you ever notice people turn around? They'll turn around and then their head will come. Then their head will turn around. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That stupid theatrical fucking movements.
Nonsense. Yeah, I know.
But you don't have to.
Was that?
That was good. When I turned it on, when she turned it on, when I started watching.
Oh, and you had to sit through commercials, too.
Yeah, commercials. Yeah, whatever. Everything else that's on time.
I would have worn that roast beef like a hat and then burned half my body and then, went to the hospital with, burns on my head.
I would have.
They would have sent me to a loony bin wearing a roast beef as a hat.
It ruined my meal. My succulent Chinese meal. This is democracy manifest. Meal. No one turns around like that, you fancy turnarounder. Kenny, ever the wordsmith.
You fancy turnarounder.
Western.
Is that Western Echo?
Yeah.
That's Dennis.
But I just couldn't. It was just enough. Enough already. Enough already. And this Christmas season is getting to me. It is burning a hole. My fucking
cashola, right?
Card. Holy monkey.
Yeah.
Am getting torched. excuse me.
That's because you haven't spent time with your nieces. Now they're like, hey.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't been home.
So you're trying to make up for it.
Not in an emotional way where I think I need to. I just can buy stuff now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not the emotional where it was my kids and I wasn't there for them.
Right. You're not trying to Thurston Howell the Third.
I'm not trying to buy their love.
No.
I'm just
that.
Cool Uncle Kenny.
Right.
You know what I mean? First thing, each year with the girls, we have some kind of a dart fight. We have Christmas Eve over my house. And it started as a small thing and then it just escalated. It was like one year someone got a dart gun. Or something, the Nerf darts.
Mm-hmm.
and then just started firing at, you know, Grandpop. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Right.
And it was funny. And then it just escalated over the years till now it's an all-out war.
Right.
It's an allotted time of the evening. Right. We've all had our seven fishes and a bunch of booze, and we just go apeshit.
So now they're
together.
Shooting lawn darts at Kenny's when he's bent over and now, shooting
now,
it at
now his. We turn the fish fryer off. We get the fish grease out of there. You know, and all that stuff, get it all nice and safe. We have goggles for everybody. This is the first year we all have goggles because last year a couple of people almost lost eyes from the suction cups. So we figured we should be safety conscious. So the Hunger Games comes out. You know, the movie The Hunger Games.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
it. It's a bunch of fucking bows and arrows, okay? So Nerf.
That's what Hunger Games is about?
Yeah, they just shoot each other with bows and arrows. There really is no plot. Yeah.
I have no idea.
The Hunger Games. That's me looking in the fridge when I'm stoned.
Wasn't it The Hunger Games? Isn't it based on, not a ripoff, but like a takeoff of an old movie?
It's like The Running Man. Remember The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, I never saw it.
It's basically
the one
with
the guy from Family Feud?
Yes, Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
I believe it's a kind of a teenage version of The Running Man. Kind of a futuristic game show, got to kill everybody, Lord of the Flies kind of thing.
Show me cute teenagers!
Put my hand down your pants! Make out with me, old black woman! For you guys that didn't know, he was a creep. Richard Dawson was a creepola.
The original
Family Feud guy. Yeah, and he would sneak a tit.
Always
rub.
Trying to make out, like kiss the
hand
the
on
women.
Their asses. You know, yeah. You wouldn't see it on air, but his hand would be on their ass. You know, as he's looking up. Survey says, and that buzzer wasn't mechanical. It was actually the sound the woman made when he tried to thumb her asshole. While she's going toothpicks.
Yeah, if she had a big fat ass.
Survey says. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah.
So now they want to have the fight. So crazy Uncle Kenny says, all right, well, let's get some ammo and stuff. She says, look, Uncle Kenny, look at this. This is cool. Shows me fucking Nerf crossbows. $70 a piece. I got to buy four of them.
Oh boy!
So I bought
Nerf
two
Nerf crossbows.
God, I should have bought four, but I got two. Yeah, so I got Nerf crossbows. Then I got additional ammo. Okay,
oh my.
That's just for Christmas Eve. Then I go through these gifts, the gifts and gifts and gifts, because it started with my nieces. And I said, you know what? I haven't been able to. There it is, white ass Brent, Richard Dawson. Look at that. See that?
There he is in the chat.
Yep, kiss right in front of their husbands.
Oh, yeah.
Right in front of their children.
You can't do anything. It's Richard Dawson.
Yeah, yeah. They expected it. They wanted it.
Yeah, it's a rip. Josie in the chat. Yep, it's a ripoff of The Running Man and a Japanese movie called Battle Royale. Kids hunt down each other.
Which is probably, yeah.
The only difference is this has got this Jennifer Lawrence, who's...
There's a Snatch Ollie shot of her lately.
Oh, yeah? You know where I liked her? I liked her in The Beaver.
If Brent can find that.
The movie The Beaver with Mel Gibson?
I never saw The Beaver. I heard it was pretty good.
That was a good movie. I've seen it twice. Ironically, she was very good in it.
She supposedly had a crotch shot about last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Getting out of a car or her dress flew up.
Crotch shot, unless I get to see the whole thing. I mean...
Well, if you could see Jennifer Lawrence's vagina lips, it'd be pretty hot.
Yeah?
Yeah, any vagina lips. I could see a mother's vagina lips, and it'd still be pretty cool.
I don't know. It's got to be like, you know, I want to see the whole thing with the, like, just the vagina itself, you know? As long as you could see her, too. Like, if I just
well, it's a snapshot. It's not an inspection.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you could see her, too, then that's cool. But if it's just, like, a close-up, it's like, yeah, big deal. It could be a swatted fly on a fucking
mirror. Still kind of sneaky, though, like, kind of cool.
It's the deviance of it. That's what I think is the
allure.
Yeah, because the vagina. Let's face it, people. The vagina itself is not the most attractive thing, but on pretty girl, the girl that you love, the whole thing. It's the whole package.
Yeah, yeah. Supposedly hers is out there somewhere.
Like you chop it off and you put it on a fucking plate. Like I wouldn't if that was a food. I wouldn't fucking chop it up and eat it,
If I bought it dinner, I'd eat it. it'd be mandatory. And it would enjoy being eaten.
You know what I mean by eating. I know. Like literally eating it. But, yeah, so this Jennifer Lawrence, she's never, now she's just become, I'm almost getting to a point where I'm like, all right, already.
No, she's cool. She seems really cool.
She doesn't take herself too serious.
Exactly.
Which has to, and plus,
she, when she does interviews, she's not like, well, he was so generous, and she's like a goofball, which is cool. Well, I like it.
She's very young,
and she's got a supple little vagina.
Yeah, she's a pretty good, she's a good-looking broad.
She's great-looking, yeah.
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 And she's in that new movie, which I want to see, with Christian Bale and...
Out of the Furnace?
I think it's called Out of the Furnace. That looks like a pretty cool movie. Where they're,
Sequel to The Hills Are Alive. the sequel to, whatchamacallit? It's when the Nazis find
We're going
them.
Back to Kanye versus Hitler there. It's called Out of the Furnace.
The Sound of Music, and then it's Out of the Furnace. It's when they find him in Switzerland. They track him down. They steal all of his art and his gold.
Yeah, yeah. They find him in a pack of Marlboros. He's just dust. Whoops.
Anyway, so back to Christmas shopping.
Yes.
So it started. Let me get my mother a little something. Right. Let me get my
brother. First of all, you're buying for the whole forest, Robin Hood and
the whole family.
Van Winkle.
We've already decided.
Getting bows and arrows for everyone.
The only people we get gifts for are the kids. Basically, my mother always.
That's what we're doing too.
My mother always.
We're getting
always,
something for our parents, and we're not getting. I'm not getting my sister anything. Brother-in-law.
We decide. There's too many of us. Go spoil the kids. We never had presents when we were a kid. You know, we had that shit.
I had
going.
A G.I. Joe and a $6 million man.
I had army men that used to melt in the sun. They were donated by my church.
Nice. Is that her?
That's her. That's
that the crotch shot?
Stretchy pants shot. It's a camel shot.
Is that that's Jennifer Lawrence? She was good in The Beaver. I liked The Beaver. That was a good movie. With Mel Gibson?
Oh, wait, Brent, I can only find her with camel toe. Okay, we'll keep searching.
Yeah, we'll have no problem with that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Send a few over.
Oof, oh, man.
She's got a llama's paw in her pants or what?
Yeah, it's just brilliant. It's like a little dinner roll.
Nice.
A little dinner roll. Anyway, so we decide we're not going to give gifts anymore. I'm sure once you get older, there's no reason to spoil the kids. You're spending enough money. You know what I mean.
And now with these kids, and I'm talking about like my nephew's ages and stuff. They have so much shit right now. It's like, dude, I'm just going to get them something for like 40, 50 bucks a piece.
Yeah.
Get them something, maybe something a little different.
Yeah.
You know.
The good thing is cool stuff for them only costs about 40 or 50 bucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Maybe something that, what is it, Nicholson jacking it in the,
That's hilarious.
Let's see, what's your favorite kind of, blank? If you're going to curse in the Conti and Kenny chat room, just space the words out, because this thing has got it, it's censored. So it censors words, curse words. Oh, okay. What's your favorite kind of, I'm assuming, vagina? As I get older, I'm starting to really dig a healthy amount of lip. I like how it looks like a cobra when they get turned on.
or the mouth of a thirsty dog.
Yes.
That was always a great
I like one that doesn't.
One of the best ones, same thing from Borat, where it looks like a wizard sleeve.
Yes, the wizard sleeve. I like one that doesn't call the cops when I see it. Those are my favorite ones. Yeah, that's the one I like right now. Doesn't call the cops on me.
Yeah.
Yep. In fact, the one I got makes a nice little. Yeah. I got all this material about it too, about my girlfriend being a gusher. It's pretty good.
Really? Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
I say every time I have sex with her, I feel like an 8-year-old inner city kid playing with a fire hydrant during a heat wave. It's fantastic. I can never look at 8-year-old black kids the same again.
You can put a coffee can on one side and shoots out the other, even higher for distance.
Yeah. So you're gonna be spending some money.
One thing for my mother, then I said I got to get something for my sister, then I got to get something for this one, then I got something. So now it's everybody's getting one gift. Okay.
Yeah.
Besides, I bought my sister Yankee tickets for her birthday. That was the most expensive, probably about, I think it was about $3 somewhere like that.
Two tickets?
Yeah, two
That's
tickets.
That's not bad.
Yankees-Boston.
Oh.
On Saturday in June, by 2 days from her birthday.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Right, she's cool as shit.
She's
you know what I mean?
All the way to Boston, huh? Oh, it's going to be a Yankee
Ooh, I
favorite.
Should double check that.
That's great, though, doesn't that's a great gift.
Right, right. It's a little bit expensive, but otherwise, everybody else, I got my brother.
Are you going with her? Are you hoping that she says
if I'm
take
home,
me?
If I'm home. You know. No, she totally knew. I'm like, I'm getting these tickets.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
going with you.
Yeah,
you know.
So you really Unless bought her one ticket for her.
Exactly. Unless you're okay. dating somebody, and then I'll say, or I'm not in town, then she'll go. Otherwise, it's motherfucker's mine.
Right, you're going with her. But that's cool.
You know, like, put my brother-in-law box of, like, cigars, like, you know, 12 different cigars, like, four little things.
Mm-hmm.
So on and on. I buy, you know, like I said, the kids... The stuff, you know, their sneakers, you know, how do you shop for an 8 and 10 year old girl? I'm a 37 year old man,
right?
You know, if they weren't my nieces, I would just, you know, I would like, I would just kidnap them, you know what I mean?
Just use your hormones,
you just grab them and throw them in a trunk. That's how you shop for an 8 year old.
What is that?
I don't know, but it's a good one. Western Echo just put it in,
he's putting some pretty cool vines in there.
Now here's the thing. Saturday, Friday or Saturday night, I forget which night, had a couple of pops.
Paparoonies?
A couple of paparoonies. And I wind up buying one, I bought a duck call from Duck Dynasty. You know, the black.
You bought something and you put, I mean, I don't dislike them. They seem like nice guys, but who gives a
shit? I was just scrolling. Listen, when you have a couple of bucks. You can go through Amazon and all these stores just like you can go into weird porn.
When I got
spots.
A couple of bucks, I can go through a casino, and that's what I do.
Well, to be honest, a lot of the money that I'm spending was my winnings from the thousand bucks I won.
Nice,
didn't spend any of it. I spent
so it's all you're playing with house money.
Sure. So that's why it's a good Christmas. Mm-hmm. But just how you go into weird places when you're looking through porno, you can find some awesome shit and some weird shit.
Now, where do you go? Do you do Amazon?
Amazon. I mean, all over the place.
Have you tried those Quibids and all that where you could get, like, you know, you could get an iPad for $12?
No,
you ever go into
those?
I
don't trust it. I don't trust it.
It sounds like bullshit.
Yeah,
right?
I'll maybe eBay. I don't like
eBay
because you can hit buy it now instead of putting the bid on it. You just buy it.
That's what I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying to get a new. I'm working on two gifts for my girlfriend, and so I'm just gonna try to see about it.
That's Jennifer Lawrence. He said.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah. Now I can see her. Yeah. Now you can tell.
She thinned out a little bit.
I'd love to be that floor.
I'd like to be
That's
the bikini
sexy
top.
Shit. I would suck every toe on air. There's not a place on her body that if it was covered in shit, I wouldn't lick it. Literally.
You know, it's great. The show has completely come to a halt because there's a vine of a fucking young
Jennifer
fucking
Lawrence
starlet
is rubbing her feet. So for some reason, I buy $160 pair of boots.
For you?
For me. Like, I said, you know what? It's 3 o'clock
boots?
In the morning. Boots. Nice boots.
They come with spurs?
Cool as shit. No, just like boots, regular boots. I don't wear short shoes. I winter, I'm always in boots. You know what I mean?
Okay.
In the summertime.
Like Uggs or something?
No. Like
the fuzzy ones?
Like fucking nice boots. Like rock star, you know what I mean? Like boots. Fancy, you know, good hip boots. For $160, I saved $130 on them for buying them at that point. That's how they hook you. Buy them today and you save $130. Normally, $287 boots.
Really?
So, yeah. Save $130. They just make that shit up for you to buy it. But I bought it. I have to see them in person because I only saw them on the intraweb. But they seem really cool. But boots. I already got boots. I just bought boots. And I got another pair of boots that I'm not going to wear.
Okay. I guess.
What are you searching? Boots?
No. I want to make you feel comfortable, Mr. Bootman. You know, because if you're going to wear boots, you know, I figured you want to feel comfortable. It's all right. Fucking long intro. Get to the fucking song already. There we go. $160.
$160, but I saved $130.
Oh, so they were $290.
$290 boots.
$290 fucking boots.
And I saw, all I saw was a little picture on the internet. And that's it. And I bought them.
That's good. Hopefully you'll have fun at the Kid Rock concert. Fucking retard. $160 boots.
What does this have to do with boots?
I don't know. I just picture going to a Kid Rock concert with your stupid boots on.
No.
Like a wrestling belt.
What am I, a luchador? They're fucking regular guy boots.
I don't know. I just picture like a wannabe hillbilly cowboy.
No, they're not pointy-toed. They're just regular.
My name is Ken.
They're just regular boots.
I don't know. I think. I think it's perfect. I want to see you at a fucking. I want to see you with shit kickers, and I want to see you stomping people at a Kid Rock concert.
Doc Martin skinhead boots.
No, like regular kind boots. Of cowboyish boots.
No, no, not kind of cowboyish boots.
Snow boots?
No, regular hip boots.
I don't understand. No,
hip men's boots. Google hip men's boots.
Really? Hip men's boots.
Hip men's boots.
So if I put hip men boots.
Google it.
In the Google, it's going to have something that Kenny Michaels wears?
Western Echo, say boots. Say boots again. I dare you.
I double dare you, motherfucker. Fucking boots. You gotta wear the boots.
What am I spending $290 on boots for?
Why would you spend $290 on
boots? I don't know. There's no reason to.
So you got them for $160.
Got them for $175 plus free shipping.
Oh, nice.
Plus free shipping. Saved
$130. Did you get them yet? Are you wearing them?
No.
Oh.
Just got my sneaks on.
Oh, okay. Well, it's only a radio show.
I already have a pair of boots. What do I need? The new boots.
So why did you get them?
I don't know. I had a couple of drinks and I liked them.
Oh, my God. You were drinking and you're binge shopping?
That's the same. Yes, the same thing with the duck call.
You're better off drinking and driving. It'll cost you less.
My sister's like, dude, stop fucking drinking and get off Amazon. Because I'm buying all kinds of
shit.
I
wonder if that's going on.
I bought another Megalodon tooth. I have an ancient Megalodon. It's the largest shark.
Is that the old mammal?
The shark.
Oh, it's Mastodon?
Megalodon.
Megalodon.
Mastodon was the woolly
mammoth. The old
elephant.
Yeah, the woolly mammoth.
This was old shark the size of a city bus.
Okay.
I got one of his teeth. Then I bought four necklaces with prehistoric shark teeth. And I bought a meteorite. And
does he have like an old Mercedes emblem on the necklace?
Yeah, yeah.
was it a hype man walrus or whatever
it's,
it was?
It's a sundial instead of a clock. It's a sundial. But I'm buying all this shit for no reason. Why do I need four? Yeah, and not just get one shark tooth necklace. I'm like, give me four of them.
Holy shit, dude. Kid Rock has his hype man. You know what his hype man is? JC. So it's Ken Rock and Joe C. That would be for us.
There you go. That works.
Yeah. But it's just, I wonder if there's people now that are getting all bombed up now. And, you know, people start to drink a little bit.
I can understand
that people are shopping. And it's like, you know, like when you go and you're hungry, you know, they say never go food shopping hungry.
Right.
I don't think you should be trolling Amazon bombed up with
a couple
money,
of bucks. Yeah.
Whether
that's
it's a
problem.
Credit card or your debit card with a nice amount of money.
That's the problem. I have a few dollars, not much. Like, I mean, you know what I mean.
Hey,
not
what
much.
If you buy a drone? Does another drone send the drone to your house and from Amazon? At
yeah,
one point?
Right. That'd be weird,
right?
Yeah. A drone drops
another drone off. Yeah.
But it really is.
Or
it's...
for us, it'd be drone on. Yeah.
But it's crazy. You have a couple of bucks. You know, like I said, mm-hmm. I started with $1,000 of house money from Atlantic City.
Yeah.
That was, you know, had it right there. And I'm whipping through it and I'm just buying shit for no reason. Why did I buy a duck call? Why did I buy a duck call? I think it was like $40 too.
When are you going to? You don't even own a gun.
When are you going to go shooting a gun? I don't even know. I haven't seen a duck in 18 years.
Yeah.
There's no ducks around here.
Are you looking to. Have you given up on our species? Have you given up on our, like, human beings? And now you're going to try to, like, lure ducks into your like into your lair or
something? No, because I bought a Nerf crossbow. That's not going to fucking kill a duck.
What? Yeah, that's what you should do. You duck call, call him over, and then shoot him
and
with the
Nerf.
Just
annoy the shit out of him.
Yeah, you just kind of, they're like, what are you doing?
Like, knock it off.
The duck's like, what are you doing?
I'll put some corn feed in the grass.
Exactly.
So they're nuzzling around.
Yeah, and then bring an Aflac agent over and buy yourself some extra insurance.
Just start shooting ducks with a Nerf thing.
That would be
thing.
Pretty interesting, right?
Yeah, it would be.
I like it.
Or I could be the weirdo who just sits on my front porch and does duck calls for no reason all day. Could you imagine how good would that be?
Dude, it would last 15 minutes. The cops would be at your house beating you like Rodney King. They would yank you off of your porch. Like,
wouldn't it be great to film how long it could go? Or me just like, quack!
Just quack! Let me see if I can find a duck call.
Quack!
Let me see if I can find a duck call.
Quack!
My fucking father. My father has no concept
of Mondays.
Of the fact that I actually do a show. My parents don't care. Duck call. Let's see. Oh, duck calling sound.
My mother will do that too. I'm like, Mom, I'm on the air. Oh, sorry. Okay, real quick. What do you want for your birthday?
duck call sounds. Let's see. How to clip your birds. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Duck call.
That's a good point, Brent. How many drones does it take to deliver a pool table?
duck call demonstrations. Let's see. This one, it's short, so let's see. Really? An ad? So I can fucking look at duck calls? Here we go. A few duck calls. Me demonstrating a few duck calls. Here we go. Mallards.
All day.
Oh my god, dude! That was a mallard.
What's him demonstrating
a crescendo?
What's him demonstrating a few duck calls? He'd be like, quack.
No,
quack.
I guess he's got like a
quack,
literal.
Quack.
I guess he's got a literal. You know, like he's got a legitimate duck call.
Then he gets mad. He's like, quack.
Quack, motherfucker.
Yeah, then he's like, quack. Like the why? Quack.
Well, that was a mallard hen decrescendo. I'll play it real quick.
We're talking about
Kenny bought a duck. Frank, of course.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank.
Guest board is up.
Damn it. I always do input instead of guest board.
God, you are a failure.
I am terrible.
That's okay. We like you.
Kenny was a little drunk.
Kenny Michaels?
Yes.
Really?
And had a few bucks in his pocket, and he was buying some Christmas gifts.
Uh-huh.
And he bought himself...
I really thought you were going to say crystal meth. Christmas gifts, okay.
And he bought a
I've been buying shark teeth, Megalodon teeth, and necklaces. And,
right.
And I find great buys.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
really?
I got four...
Compared to the ones that he would have spent anyway, you know? Yeah.
Instead of buying one shark fossilized shark tooth necklace, you could buy four of them, and then you get, like, save, like, $30. I bought $170 pair of boots, where I saved $130 and free shipping.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're going right the fuck back.
Because what are you going to do with them?
Well, I already have new boots.
Oh,
I bought brand new boots.
You're a sad man. Hey, you know what you could spend your money on? You could spend your money helping to crowdfund the new Michael Jackson film.
Crowdfund?
Have
is
you heard
that
about
what they're doing?
What's going on?
No.
The Jackson family, which is the Mama Jackson and Michael Jackson's kids. I don't remember Mama Jackson's name, but, you know, his mother and
hell
his kids.
Yeah.
Sure, that sounds good. they're putting together a documentary about Michael, about their Michael, their beloved Michael.
Yeah, him.
And they're going to crowdfund it on GoFundMe. It's not Kickstarter or Indiegogo or anything, but it's another one. It's GoFundMe. And that's they're asking fans to donate to make
really?
The movie.
Wow.
It's like $3.2 million to make the movie.
They'll get it.
They'll get
instantly.
It.
Jackson Estate is
instantly.
Worth $2 billion or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, exactly, but they're going to ask.
And they're asking for fans.
They're asking people.
What do you think about this? As two artists, I'm talking about Joe twice because he's a big guy. It's a fat joke, and it insults the Ends Kenny. All right, no. But as two artists, two comedians right here, you guys are trying to maybe one day you might want to crowdfund an album or a world tour of this wonderful radio program.
Mm-hmm.
And you would ask your fans to chip in to help make this dream a reality. Or, you know, they can do the same for Michael Jackson's Ghosts.
I'm totally behind the Kickstarters and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shit. I was
we give away
Zach Braff.
Yeah,
Zach Braff is big on it. You know, from Scrubs, he's a kind of indie movie guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But there was Zach Braff, and there was somebody else. What was it? Oh, there was some dude in the back of college. College game day, you know, on Saturdays where they have like the dais of all the commentators and whatnot.
Right.
And he had a sign and he blew up the, whatchamacallit, the, what the hell is it called? Where you take the snapshot, it looks like a jarbled picture. It's black and white. It's almost like the new barcode.
Oh, the QR code?
Yeah. All right. He blew it up.
It's like talking to your grandfather about what happened. And on the internet, there's this thing. Yeah.
So he blew it up and superimposed it on a thing, and then people were clicking on the TV, expanding it, and then sending it through, and he made $22,000.
Good for him.
In a weekend.
Nice.
Just in a weekend of people giving a dollar or two.
All right. There's no problem with that. I love crowdfunding. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's, but for
I could if it with it. It's an incredibly indie film that might not get made otherwise. I mean, Zach Braff is a decent name, but yeah, I can't see him making like tons of movies. He's not Tom Cruise.
No.
Or anybody else. He's not right. Like he's guaranteed to make a film. But Michael Jackson.
Instead of a Michael Jackson documentary, how about some like a documentary about the...
Look it up, Conti. You might want to see what the gifts,
you know, baby Jesus. We haven't had enough movies about Jesus.
Yeah, we haven't seen enough about like what really happened to Jesus. What really happened? I want to know the real story.
Right.
No.
Behind the scenes.
Behind even those
all
scenes.
All of the politics with the manger and all the wise men.
That kind
there
of
was
stuff.
A lot of political pull in there.
I've literally seen four
if
different movies.
If I do
movies,
that again, political pull.
Don't
shoot me.
Do that again. Don't do that. So if you could go to GoFundMe or even look it up on Google, some of the prizes, not prizes, the perks, I guess it's called, for if you donate are ridiculous.
Oh, really?
They're insane. So for like $12,000, you get to a private screening of the movie. $10,000, you get a co-credit, like a co-producer credit. But at like $29, tell me if you see the poster that comes up. And you can look it up, look this up yourself if you're listening to the podcast or listening live. There is this ridiculous poster that you get if you donate $29. It's Michael Jackson, horribly drawn. It's like a Photoshop effect. It's a weird illustration.
Heads up, people.
That would be the computer
your
playing
lips
something.
Dries up vital layers.
That's no problem. No, that's no problem.
What is it? Go indie? What is
just
it?
Do a Google search.
I did.
And yeah, you did do Michael Jackson crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding.
All right. Because it's probably on GoFundMe, but God knows if you'll
crowdsourced.
Sure. That sounds like something. Could be an article about it. Anyways, Michael Jackson is serving pancakes to his kids and his mother. And it's all like this bad photorealistic illustration. And the monkey is in the window. Staring at them. And no one is really looking at the same thing. They're all kind of like their eyes are pointing in the right direction. It's just awful. I need to donate to get this poster. It's terrible. Do you see it?
I'm looking. There's a picture of Bubbles and then Michael holding there's a little video of him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I could see this poster. So him on a...
Yeah, so
they keep showing Bubbles
because he's the selling point of the film.
He is, man. Who doesn't love a little monkey?
But seriously, how much does it burn your ass? Do you have? I should have asked this before I told you what the thing was. Do you have an opinion about celebrities who do crowdfunding?
It's a weird thing. It's almost like
depends on what it's for. I mean, there's a lot of things. Like say it also depends on what you like. Say Louis C.K. wanted to do a movie. And wanted to do it his way with nothing else. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Right.
And it's not even that I especially like him or anything. It's not like it's favoritism. It's just like, yeah, I don't see Louis C.K. being able to... Oh, wait. No, I do like him. for some reason, I thought you were talking about Lewis Black.
Lewis Black, oh, okay, yeah.
Whereas, like, okay, yeah, I don't really see him carrying a film on his own.
Yeah,
probably
no.
Be able to make
Louis
it.
Louis C.K. could probably
do it.
Pull
though.
Off a film where the way he wanted to do it.
Although,
bullshit.
Yeah, even there, I would see why he would need the crowdsourcing.
Right. Because they'd be too scared. That kind of stuff, yes.
I'm fine with that.
Somehow
this was the one that broke me. This is the one where I'm like, all right, there should be a law.
Enough.
You can't do that. $2 billion estate. And even if they can't get access to all that money, it doesn't matter. It's a Michael Jackson movie. You can't fund this thing? Maybe because you're insane.
Do you know how
you
much...
You can't fund it because you keep remaking this movie over and over again.
There has to be a gene in that family of insanity, you know, from the point of when Michael Jackson, when he first was being accused... He actually had, I don't know if you knew this, he had a meeting with Howard Stern, and Howard Stern was
peaking
at the time.
Is that the picture, Remembering R. Michael?
Yeah, that could be it. That's the one.
That's the one.
It
looks
vaguely Last Supper-ish, but it's a pancake breakfast.
And it is the monkey in the... Yeah.
Put that in your various chat rooms.
Thanks, Brent. Brent just put it in.
Thank you,
there.
God, Brent. Oh, my God. Get him on the show as a permanent... Get rid of Kenny. God damn.
He is. If believe me, if Brent lived around the corner...
I got two guys scratching themselves. Like, wait, I'm going to get the lot of numbers.
Conti and Brent show, yeah. Okay? That is...
It's creepy.
He's serving pancakes.
And look at their eyes. None of their eyes... That may not be a big enough picture, but if you look at their eyes, they don't really line up. Like, none of them are looking at each other.
Right. They're all looking in different directions.
The kids are vague. No, if they were looking at completely different directions, it'd be like a 70s album cover.
But on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, it's off
like
just a little
right
bit.
Right off.
Just
so, like,
a
the
little
kids
bit.
Kids are looking near Michael,
right.
But, like, at a different, like, dimension. So they're just, like, glass-eyed, staring off into space.
According to this picture, his girl is she's grown up there.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. Thanks the one girl is.
Thanks for your contribution.
She's, right. she's getting.
And of course, it's Catherine Jackson presents,
Catherine
and all it is him, the three kids, and Catherine Jackson at the head of the table.
Yeah.
No Joe, no LaToya.
Joe's taking the picture. He's the one painted. That's why everyone's eyes are glassed over. They're like, oh, why is he here?
Oh, if we're not looking in the right position, we're getting a beating.
He doesn't want anybody eyeballing him.
Oh, he's such a creep.
Yeah.
He is such a problem. He's always been a problem, the father.
Yeah.
You can just tell. He just looks like a guy that you just...
You're one of those scumbags you don't want on a jury.
No.
Conti? Yeah, you don't want him on a jury. You can just tell. He looks like it. You know, his eyes are just a little bit off.
There's something in the eyes, man. I'm telling you. You could put up...
I'm a phrenologist. I know the bumps in the head.
You can look at a person and tell if they're guilty of something.
Men at work.
Yeah, all right.
You can totally tell if somebody's
good one.
Guilty of something.
Yeah, but, so...
Unbelievable.
Crowdfunding. Doesn't it just kill you? Gut you? It does me. It just bothers the hell out of me. It's because I failed so much in my own life. And I'm like, these sons of bitches are going to rake in the dough.
Yeah, and it's like they money's not an issue in that family.
Right.
It's not. It's always been about attention. It's always been about attention. There's never been an issue with money in that family since probably the mid-70s. So why is it that to put this out...
Moonraker, at least.
Yeah, so to put this out where...
Smooth criminal.
Absolutely, there are people that are going to
Pepsi
buy
lawsuit.
This. You know.
But you know how much money it's going to make? No. It'll probably make three times... I mean
oh,
more
easily.
Than that. Maybe 10 times of what it costs.
You know how many Arab princes are going to donate $12,000 just so they can have the private screening?
Yeah.
That family's going to be jumping all the way around the Gulf, I assume. That's the closest I get to racist. Sorry, I'm trying to fit in.
It's just...
Yeah, but that's what you can blow your money on, Kenny.
Yeah, well, that's
another
true.
Stupid thing.
That's another stupid thing. I've got a lot of returns to make. A lot of returns.
Brent put a video in a chat room and said, this is Kenny when he's shopping, and it shows like a little kid and his little baby is just sitting there, and it looks like it's all drunk watching TV, and then it just starts crying.
No, it's a duck call.
Is that what the,
yeah,
is
yeah,
it, was it the duck call?
A duck call, yeah. And the baby just goes ape shit.
Duck Dynasty? Really?
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. All right. At least you know you have a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you acknowledge there's a problem.
Oh. Yeah, I gotta hold on to those receipts and that return policy.
Oh, and yeah, but they said does Kenny not know you can return? Okay, you can return items online. Kenny buys things online the same way Dudley Moore does in Arthur.
Young Rahooka.
Josie in the chat's like, prehistoric shark teeth, a meteorite? What are you, Bruce Wayne?
That's funny.
Man. All right. What do you think? You want to take it? We did almost an hour of...
yeah, let's take a break.
...of Reggio. And we'll take a break. We got a new promo called Scrub Brush. We'll play that and a couple other things.
What's that one? I didn't hear that one.
I just made it.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Brand new. It's quick. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, are you going to be here or are you leaving?
I'm getting the hell out of here as soon as possible.
Enjoy your moment with Frank, and it's gone.
There you go. That's all
right,
all you get.
We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio and ContiandKenny.com.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
It's sad that it's over, but I'm glad because now at least... my Sunday nights, I can do more things and
yeah.
Although now we watch Once Upon a Time. Yes, call me a faggot and hit me in the face with a scrub brush. But yeah, I watch Once Upon a Time with my girlfriend. Okay.
Oh, scrub brush. What are you in a 1925 infirmary?
I don't know, but I'm sure Dave Ingram from Copenhagen is going to be sampling that and making that into a fucking sound clip.
With a scrub brush.
Call me a fag and hit me with a scrub brush. But...
that's a fucking best combination of words I've heard in a long time.
But yeah, we watch Once Upon a Time. So.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Are you a comedian that has trouble?
Everybody's a hack, I know. Everybody's a hack, I get it. Shut up. Swing. I'm a dopey fucking shit comic.
You're an asshole.
Fuck you. Was there really a ramrod in? That's a cock joke. Swing. I'm not an unpleasant person. You know what I'm having for the first time today?
Period.
Shut up. I'm fucking pissy. Insert queer joke here. Call me a faggot and hit me with a stick.
I think he's a comic.
I love you.
He gave me the finger.
Fuck you. Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh. Fucking jerk-offs.
Not bad for a guy that's got nothing.
Shut up. I'm not an unpleasant person. Fuck you. Conti Kenny Show. Fuck you. Dicks.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What the hell? Yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Dan Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, no, no. Donnie, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? Not as painful as that.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Talk about mediocrity, there is a classic example.
Don't blink. Don't even blink. Blink and you're dead.
Is there no morality left in this world?
You know, sometimes it just gets hard to smile through it when they ask you to bend down and grab your ankles.
Hey.
There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
Nipples.
Dear boy, nipples.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Remember, doctors have proved it.
www.littlebreakfastradio.com.
I've never heard such arrant nonsense.
Breakfast Radio.
End of line.
Want to do a scene from Caligula?
I get the cottage cheese.
Conti Kenny Show. Fuck you. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Whoops. You hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. I'm only coming out of my one ear. My only... Okay, there we go. Sorry. Sorry to complain. This is hour number two. This is what it's starting to be like. We're starting to do like just an hour to... An hour. Like we're breaking them up in 3 hours.
Sure.
Whatever. Whatever it takes.
Good for the shorts.
Whatever it takes for the goddamn show. And I'm sorry, but we were having a little technical issues with trying to get the new shorts up. Frank's actually going to work on it now. Frank was like, dude, don't be... Because Frank, he's very anal about getting stuff done. But I know he's got so much shit to do, and I hate to bother him. He goes, dude, don't be afraid to bother me. Just send me a message and just let me know. We got to fix shit, you know? So that one, hopefully it'll be ready in a couple days. I've had it ready since last Tuesday. It's called Merry Christmas. It's got some really good shit on it.
Mm.
And especially that one clip from years ago when we just were just children laughing at fart sounds for about 9 minutes.
Yeah, I remember that.
You remember that, man. It's so friggin' funny, man. Just I'm laughing at it, like listening to it, going, oh, my God, we're just children. Absolute children. Oh, I never put up the Skype. Whoops. Oops, sorry about that. I didn't realize that. Not that anybody ever tries to call, but still, just in case.
And remember, the contest is still going on. I don't know if it's a contest. We'll figure something out.
I hope it's...
For a fan appreciation.
I hope we end up making this thing real. You know, like, we get like 7 or 8 different ones for the worst contest. Which is the worst comic in the world contest, and we've already gotten 2 entries.
Brilliant
from Colorado
entries.
Dickhead and Fat Lazy Fuck, I think.
Yeah,
I think so. Lazy Fat Fuck, something like
Mangled
that.
Mangled Fuckface or something, whatever his
listen
name.
Listen to last week's show. You'll know.
Yeah, but it's just find Steve Sindone thing. We can't. I'm not going to go through it every week.
No, but definitely check it out. Last week it was awesome, and but if you listen, and plus it's right on the front page of our website too. The contest, the information on it. But if you listen to the last couple of episodes, you'll get all the gist of what we're looking for. And last week was, as they say, magnifique. With Colorado Dickhead.
At least you did it right this week.
What'd I say?
No, you did it right.
What'd I say?
No, you went,
wah. Oh, yeah. When I last I was like, bleh.
Yeah, you're like, wah.
Wah. Wah. Wah. So, ooh.
What do you got?
Let's see. It's a, there's a Duck Dynasty XXX parody. You've got to be kidding.
Is there really?
Let's see. This is not Duck Dynasty. It's a XXX parody. No person or entries. Oh, boy. It's on YouTube, though. It's probably just a trailer for it, so. Why is it not? Let's see.
Nothing?
There's no... Oh, dude, look at it. I mean, you could see it, but there's no sound. Look at them. They're all these fucking porn guys with bad mustaches and and dude, it just... Oh, it's so terrible.
That's funny. No, that's funny. No, that is funny. Wow. Like, what is... It's on YouTube?
Chicks. Yeah, it's it's OMG. It's the Duck Dynasty XXX parody. But it's not the sound. I'm not getting any sound. Wow, the chicks are pretty friggin' hot, too.
Is your are you doing everything technically correct? What is it? OMG, Duck Dynasty.
OMG, it's the Duck Dynasty parody. Credo put it in the fucking chat.
Did he read perfect?
You want to plug it in here? See if it comes through. I mean, it's probably only good for video. So they call... Oh, okay. They're not even calling it like... Because you know what they would call Duck Dynasty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the easy one, you know? Jordan Septo. Ew. What is he doing? Gina Lassen, producer. Some chick. Starring. It's... It's just, I guess Kendall Carson as Christy. Whatever. But it's just a.
I'm digging it. I only saw like 2 seconds of it.
No, I don't have it muted. But Kenny, plug it in, dude.
Where's my?
That's your wire right there.
There's my wire right here.
This one's not coming true.
Let me see there. There we go.
Okay.
Let's start that over.
There we go.
There's a warning thing. This is not Duck Dynasty. It is the XXX parody. No person or entity associated with Duck Dynasty is associated with this media. This includes, but is not limited to, blah, blah, blah. Of course, this is great for anybody.
I can finish my bar.
Have you ever been eating while watching a porno and makes you awkward?
It's a terrible thing. With an erection? It's almost impossible to eat with an erection.
And all it is, it's just them walking around with girls. They're all in duck boots.
And this dude, see what he's doing?
Yeah, he's blowing a duck call.
That's not their regular. That's not their real song, is it?
No, no. It's the whatchamacallit is the beard guys. Fucking.
Oh, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top. Yeah, yeah. Oh. That's the real one. You know what? It's funny. Funny. Yeah, leave it up to the point of all. Well, they latch on to everything.
Oh yeah.
Everything will be a.
Ever seen. Oh, really? You should just be glad you don't have to do things like that to attract women. Ophelia just loves my feet.
Dude, these broads are all pretty good looking. They don't look like porn stars.
Oh.
Yank those drawers off.
You don't have to call me sir, you call me Si.
You brought some damn call for women.
Yes, Miss Kim.
I'm hanging on every word.
Father looks like Bin Laden. I want to see one of the girls blow an actual duck. That's what I want to see when these pigs do. Suck a duck dick. Yank the feathers back and blow it, you fucking pigs. They all look good, though. They don't look like porn stars. You know what I mean? With the girls, they don't even look good. They look like, you know, they got way too much shit done to them.
It's funny, though. All these parodies, though, you could see that. The budget is just non-existent because it's all like they just take shit from the living room.
I've been in those rooms.
They put it out in the garage.
Yeah,
and
I've been
pretend.
In those friggin' porn thing, and they just put it. It's the same studios. Ow, they filmed it like, you know, somewhere in the valley in L.A. and that's it. And they just but they jumped. I'm saying pretty quick, right?
I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier.
It could have been out for a while. Okay,
yeah, it might have been out for a while.
You know, we just don't know.
But well done, guys. Well done, porn industry.
Yeah.
It's now that show's all about, you know, values and family and all kinds of stuff.
Right.
And then so they
Yeah, they probably all fuck each other's wives in it. Yeah, you know. Right?
What's that?
They probably in the parody, they probably bang each other's wives and stuff.
Well, they're just banging. The other thing is, you know, at the end of each show they pray over food.
Is that what they do?
Yeah. Then, you know, basically said, thank you for this, thank you for that.
Right, yeah.
For a good life.
How about thank your lucky stars you guys have a career?
Yeah, well, the father.
Yeah, didn't he play for the Steelers or something?
No,
quarterback?
Terry Bradshaw was his backup.
In college?
At LSU, yeah. Oh. Yeah, and the father was a big-time drunk. Big-time drunk, kind of abuser kind of a thing. There's a documentary about him.
Nice. Good for him.
And then basically his wife said, you know, it was like me and the kids or the booze.
And he took the booze?
He was. Now he's like a born-again Christian and whatnot.
Oh.
And he's all about...
you mean somebody hit rock bottom and then became a born-again Christian?
Yeah, I wonder how that is.
I've never seen that happen. Usually they're like, you know, things are going great, and they're like, oh, I'm going to become a born-again Christian because life is just too good.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Mm.
You can't go from the top to the tippy top.
No.
You got to go from the bottom to the mediocrity.
You can't get any more topper than that. Hey, what do you want to do? You want to do... do you want to do Kanye versus Hitler?
Yeah,
or do you
want to
talk about Megyn Kelly?
Let's get into that. Let's do,
you want to do a little Kanye versus Hitler.
Kanye versus Hitler. All right,
Kanye's been in the news for a while. Was a game. It's who said it, Kanye or Hitler? And the first one.
Now, where did you find this?
I just Googled it.
Just Googled it?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear about it?
Dave Cyrus, his girlfriend, told me about it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, when she was here.
Because I haven't heard about it. Like you mentioned the Germany versus Florida.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That's on the Adam Carolla thing. Or the
Jimmy Kimmel or something like that.
Yeah, the
love letters or love lines or whatever.
Line.
So the first one, and see if anybody in the chat wants to play
and
along.
It's basically phrases or
sentences, and you have to guess who said it. Was it Kanye or Hitler? And the first one is, to use is necessary, and if you can't be used, then you're useless. Kanye or Hitler? Now, you guessed Kanye.
Right, but now, to throw this off, you have to do each one in a German accent. Because the word, when you speak the words, I could totally tell. You know what I mean?
You could tell what
the
it is.
The diction of the Führer is much different than someone from Chicago. You know
so
what I mean?
So should I just do it in a normal voice?
No, I would do it
all in
a German
voice. Führer?
All in the Führer.
So is that Kanye or Hitler?
I'd guess Kanye.
You guess Kanye. Anybody in the chat? Anybody in the chat? Somebody look up.
Read it off again.
It was, to use is necessary, and if you can't be used, then you're useless. Kanye or Hitler?
Weston Echo, Kanye.
That's Kanye.
Yep.
And we'll go with you, and you said Kanye, and it is Kanye. So it'd be, to use is necessary. If you can't be used, then you're useless, motherfucker. Is that Kanye?
Yeah, yeah, but you hear the diction.
Yeah.
The runaround. He tries to make it sound like it's profound. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
well, if that's Kanye, right? Who tries to make everything sound profound?
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. It's like, you know, Descartes was, I am, there. I think, therefore I am.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
I think.
No, George Carlin said.
I think I am,
therefore I am.
I think. Yeah. All right, well, then this is perfect. Then the next one, everything I'm not makes me everything I am. Kanye or Hitler? I don't know either.
Everything
I am not makes me everything I am.
It's Kanye.
Because
you can hear that roundabout. He asks questions while answering the same one. You know what I mean?
Okay, I don't even know.
Do you understand what I'm getting at?
And Kanye, fucking Kanye. You're right.
You can hear him. It's in circles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, I therefore
saying.
I am,
I think. art is the most endearing investment.
Depends on how many, what Jews you stole it from. Did you see that $20 billion or something, or $1 billion worth of art they just found?
No.
Yeah, some Swede has been holding it since World War II, and he sold a painting every so often, you know, like Matisse and Gauguin and all these.
I'm actually putting my hood up. It's getting cold.
Is it really? See?
It's okay.
All of these Rembrandts and whatnot that were actually Nazi art.
I have a few whatnot paintings. I think they're worth money.
Whatnot paintings.
All right. Are you guessing? Art is the most endearing investment. Kanye or Hitler?
I'm going to guess too
because I don't know. I got to click on it.
I'm probably thinking Hitler. Brent's Western Echo says Hitler.
Hitler. I'm going to guess Hitler
I'm
too.
I'm going to think Hitler.
Let's go with Hitler.
That's why he stole all of it.
Let's see. Hitler. And Hitler is correct.
Hitler was an artist. He tried to be a painter.
One. when a man is starving in the streets.
He tried to be a painter, but all of his paintings were just of like high goose-stepping soldiers and like, whatchamacallit? Forget it. Fucking failed on that one. That one fucking ran out of steam.
When a man...
That's vegetarian self-proclaimed quali painter mass murderer. Yeah, you're right.
When a man is starving in the streets, he is not thinking of bread and water, but of caviar and champagne.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Hitler because Kanye's too young to know anything about bread and water. He doesn't eat any carbs.
I'm going with Kanye. I'm going with Kanye on that. So you think it's Hitler?
Yeah, because okay. He doesn't. I'm saying Hitler. Western Echo says Kanye. I think Brent says Hitler. Brent, I'm going to go with Hitler on that one.
I'm going with Kanye.
I don't think he knows about bread and water.
Let's
references
see. And
he knows about mayonnaise sandwiches and
fucking Hitler.
Is
very
it Hitler?
Good,
yeah,
very good.
When you mention something like bread and water, you have to experience where all you eat is bread and water. You know what I mean? Kanye might have had it tough when he was a kid,
right?
But it just wasn't bread and water,
right?
They'd
yeah.
find something, some syrup,
yeah,
some mayo,
couscous or something. Some, like that. Some couscous.
An inner city black kid did not have couscous.
Couscous? No,
no.
I don't even know what it is. I know it's a vegetable or something.
It's not even a vegetable. It's like farina. It's like cream of wheat.
Oh, okay. So it's
yeah,
so-
but like chunky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had cream.
I never heard of couscous until Gordon Baker Bones said it on stage once.
Really?
Yeah, never
yeah,
heard
it's a big, big Middle Eastern thing.
Okay. Here's the next one. Memories have to be our most painful blessing.
I'm going to go with Kanye.
I was thinking
I'm going with Kanye.
I was going with Hitler on that one.
I'm going with Kanye because memories. He lost his mother. Hitler doesn't want to think about the memories.
Joe Z says that one was Robin Leach.
The champagne and caviar.
Yes. Joe Z, anybody in the chat? Anybody want to guess what this one is? Memories have to be our most painful blessing.
I think I'm going to go
Kanye
with I'm going to switch. I'm going to go with Hitler.
You're going to go with Hitler?
I'm going with Hitler.
Colorado dickhead Hitler. In the chat. Ready, Colorado dickhead? Who said it, Kanye or Hitler? Memories have to be our most painful blessing. Put it in the chat now. Kanye or Hitler? Only because Colorado dickhead gave us such a great piece of work from last week. I'm giving him a chance. he's going, Josie's going Kanye. And here we go. I'm not waiting.
Western anymore. Echo, Hitley or Kantler?
Colorado Dickhead goes with Hitler, and it is Kanye.
Son of a bitch, I was right. I was right in the beginning, but
it
I
was
switched.
Friggin' Kanye, man. Holy shit. All right, here we go. Who says I am not under the special protection of God? Kanye or Hitler?
That is total fucking Kanye. Hitler was a fucking voodoo bullshit.
Oh yeah, he wasn't a Christian?
The occult? No, Hitler was the entire Third Reich was
just
was,
pop in the chat room, guys. Just.
Was programmed, and every move he had an oracle. I forget the woman's name.
Really?
All of the Third Reich stuff is all mystical fucking occult. One of the best things I ever saw was Hitler in the occult. To see how fucking fucked up and to see what damage this Reich put across this planet, and it was all the game plan was all from fucking psychics and the occult and all ritualistic shit. All of it was from that.
All right, well, let's try. And this one is
Western Echo. That was Tupac on September 12th, 1996.
Dude, that was Hitler.
That was Hitler.
Yep.
Right?
That
That's
was
what I
Hitler.
Said, right?
No. You said it was Kanye because Hitler had nothing to do with God. He was all under.
Yeah, you're right. I did say fucking Kanye.
You said it was Kanye.
Kanye.
I didn't know who to say on that one. If today I stand here as a revolutionary, it is as a revolutionary against the revolution.
See, that's Kanye. he just whipped that one right in a circle.
And that one made no sense.
Yep.
If today I stand here as a revolutionary, it is as a revolutionary against the revolution.
Right.
Yeah.
You fucking speak.
He's got the word revolution in there three times.
I think, therefore I am.
I think, sir. I'm going with Kanye.
Western
on this.
Echo, Joe Coletta, because he's a fucking douche.
Let's go. I'm going with Kanye on this one.
That's total Kanye.
Absolutely. Fucking Hitler.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Holy shit. Wow. Hitler was a retard.
I mean, Hitler,
I knew he was an asshole, but I didn't know he was stupid.
Yeah,
too.
Hitler just did a Kanye.
He pulled a Kanye. Maybe. I am a prophet from the future.
Oh, hold on. That's a new one?
No, I was just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I'm a prophet from the future who speaks of the past in present times.
Like to make a prophet.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I am a spaceman. I am a walrus. Cuckoo, ka-choo, cuckoo, ka-choo. Who said this one? Ground control to Major Tom. 2 weeks in a row, I got you. 2 weeks in a row, I got you. I'm sitting in a tin can, taking my protein pills.
You suck. Chocolate all over. I got my protein bar all over my shirt.
I got you 2 weeks in a row.
All right, who said this? There's a lady whose shawl all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. All right, here we go. This one is for real.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
All right, let's see. Josie in the chat thinks this one's Hitler. All right, here we go. Oh, the last one was Hitler. This one is nothing in life is promised except death. See, that sounds like Hitler.
No, because Hitler wouldn't talk about death. Hitler would never mention death. He would call it the final solution, or he would call it something else, but he would never say death because they wanted to reign for 1,000 years. The Aryan society with genetic altering and all that kind of stuff, and
damn. Spilled water all over me.
So that is total Kanye.
Kanye, all right. Anybody else in the chat for, let's say, we'll just call this number 5. Just put the number 5 and then who you think it is. Number 5 is nothing in life is promised except death. Kanye or
Paul Walker. Sorry.
That's funny. Number, just put 5, and then if it's Hitler or Kanye. Nothing in life is promised except death. I don't have time, and we're going. I'm going to click Hitler. Fucking Kanye.
Kanye, really?
You were right.
There you go.
Yeah, you were right. Kanye, nothing in life is promised.
Yep, Hitler won't mention death.
He is fucking prolific.
He won't mention death. He's just a proprietor of it.
he knows how
to get it done. He just doesn't mention it.
He doesn't have to mention it, exactly.
I take care of it.
Yeah, it's like Carlin never has to mention he does observational humor. I just do it.
I will take care of the problem.
All right, here we go. I'll call this one number 6. I realize that my place and position in history is that I will go down as the voice of this generation, of this decade. I will be the loudest voice.
That's Kanye.
It's Kanye?
Yep, because I'm thinking it's Kanye too. He mentioned decades.
He's talking about, well, they did have decades back then.
and generations.
And generations. Five is Kanye. Colorado Dickhead was, I think he was correct. This one, number six.
My generation.
Number six, I realize that my place and position is history, is that I will go down as the voice of this generation, of this decade. I will be the loudest voice. Number six, Kanye or Hitler? I'm guessing Kanye, and you're guessing
total Kanye. Kanye. Absolutely.
Here we go.
Absolutely.
And click-a-roo. And it's Kanye. Very good.
Yeah, no.
Very good.
No self-respecting Fuhrer would limit himself to a decade.
Exactly.
or mention anything about his generation. Because it's you want to have generations and generations of ruling people.
All right. How many more you want to do?
Like, I keep going.
You want to keep going?
Sure. I'm liking this.
Anyone who sees and paints a sky green.
Western Echoes, it's Stephen Wright.
Anyone who sees and paints a sky green and feels blue ought to be sterilized. Kanye or Hitler? We'll call this number seven.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Read it again.
Anyone who sees and paints a sky green and feels blue ought to be sterilized.
Okay, now here's the thing.
Yeah.
See, retards, he didn't like the retarded people.
Who
didn't? Mounted them Hitler. So
they didn't like retarded people either?
No.
No, because they
anybody with ADHD, if you had type 2 diabetes, you were going to the hole.
Get out of here. No shit.
Yeah, if you had anything wrong with you, a crooked finger, a limp,
really?
A lazy eye, you were out. That's
no
it. No Aryan Nation for you.
Wow.
No 1,000 years of rain. Whatchamacallit. But he says sterilize because he did sterilize everybody. Mentally challenged people or just people.
Anybody who weren't considered perfect.
So if you're going to say you're going to paint the sky green, was he looking at their artwork as he walked through the sanitarium?
That's what I'm thinking of. Or because he was an artist, you know.
Sanitarium.
Won't you leave me alone?
So now he's walking through going, Mr. Hitler, this is our sanitarium. The people are painting. The skies and the blue. It's a very happy place. They're all happy. Why the fuck is the skies green? There is no... If you paint the skies green...
And the fields blue, you should be sterilized.
Yes, because they are backwards. The grass is green, sky blue.
Yes.
Grass green, sky blue.
Hitler...
Grass green, sky blue.
This is number seven.
This is bullshit.
Joe Z in the chat said... He was talking about Picasso. That was Hitler. White Ass Brent said the number seven is Bob Ross.
Weston Echo, Kanye would never make a painting reference. Seven Hitler, it's an art quote.
Let's do it.
From Brent.
I'm guessing Hitler too. And it's Hitler.
Hitler.
Yep.
Should be sterilized. Look at that.
Oh, well, we only you got six. They only let you do 10. They say I got 6 out of 10.
You know, he was painting and he'd like, you know, like all kinds of like nurturing scenes and whatnot. I wonder if he was like an interior decorator. And he's like, this is mein Comforter and mein Duvet. Und mein Wallpaper.
Und my dumbwaiter.
Und my Soda Stream.
And don't forget this lazy cunt Susan.
Once lazy Susan. If Susan doesn't stop being so lazy, she's going to once get killed. Once the microwave, the first time they'll have it.
Oh, wow. That was good, though.
Once my pizza oven.
Oh. Shit.
Once my dustpan, once my dust broom.
All right. You want to talk a little bit about this Megyn Kelly?
Hitler was like any host on MLR. He really wanted to say, has to be executed, but he had to tone it down for the FCC and potential sponsors. What's that mean?
He's making a joke. You don't get it?
No.
Really? You're huge.
Has to be executed. Oh. I missed that one. Sorry, Weston.
Hold on.
With my new carpet?
I want the actual, the original Megyn Kelly on Fox with the white Santa. I don't want the one that I played you before, because that's got the...
Was that it on the Hitler ones? That was it on the Hitler commies?
Yeah, that was it. All right.
Look, we all know
we could get through. We could play some of this too, because this is really funny. This was before the.
Is this John Stewart doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
This is fucking beautiful.
Christmas is everyone's favorite holiday. Everyone's. Everyone's. But it is very conscious defenders of Christmas to keep the spirit of the season when Christmas. Its very essence is under constant siege by someone, something. It's the subject of our new segment, War on Christmas. Getting weird. Edition.
All right, they're going to
play. First up, this is the General Patton of the War on Christmas.
There's an even crazier topic out there. Remember this classic Seinfeld moment?
Out of that, a new holiday was born. A Festivus for the rest of us.
No, oh, please. That's the classic episode. I mean, the episode was funny, but not Festivus.
Yes, that episode was funny, but not Festivus, the central comedic conceit of that episode. Funny!
All right, get
Wait,
some...
why is Festivus not a holiday for the rest of us?
Now a nearly 6-foot-tall Festivus pole made from empty beer cans about to go up at the Florida State Capitol. I'm not kidding. It's part of a not-so-subtle protest against the nativity scene already on display there.
Who gives a...
Listen to how he smashes this.
Yeah.
Can you just pretend it's a place for the wise men to tie up their camels? How about that? I mean, really, you're concerned there's a 6-foot Festivus pole made out of beer cans? It's Florida. You're lucky there's not a stripper named Christmas swinging on it. You been to Florida? But I apologize. You're upset.
Why do I have to drive around with my kids to look for nativity scenes and be like, oh, yeah, kids, look, there's baby Jesus behind the Festivus pole made out of beer cans. It's nuts.
Wow.
Listen to what he says.
Yes, that sounds relatively nuts. Why are you driving around looking for nativity scenes in the car when you could just bring your kids to where you work?
And there's a live nativity scene right at Fox.
You put a giant nativity scene out on the plaza. But as much as I'm used to Gretchen's yearly manger danger warnings, a little surprised to see Megyn Kelly going full Christmas nog.
Here we go.
So in Slate, they have a piece on .com. Santa Claus should not be a white man anymore. By the way, for all you kids watching at home, Santa just is white. But this person is just arguing that maybe we should also have a black Santa. But, you know, Santa is what he is. And just so you know, we're just debating this because someone wrote about it, kids.
What kid is watching Fox News?
Exactly. This. He just sums it up so perfectly.
Yeah. Let's keep this going.
It just got real. Santa is just white. And who are you actually talking to? Children who are sophisticated enough to be watching a news channel at 10 o'clock at night, yet innocent enough to still believe Santa Claus is real.
Yet
racist enough to be freaked out if he isn't white. Why? That's such a narrow
Yes, West Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. But since we're pretending to debate this, carry on.
The author seems to have, you know, she's African-American, and she seems to have real pain at having grown up with this image of a white Santa. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change.
Actually, I think that's the official slogan of oppression. Oppression. Just because it makes you feel uncomfortable doesn't mean it has to change. You know what's interesting? That's also the slogan of Arby's.
I've got a thing for Arby's. I don't know why.
I don't know why we do that. They're perfectly nice people, make perfectly nice food. I don't know why we continue to do this. Now, you may wonder why on this news channel they're making assertions of fact about a fictional character.
Santa Claus is based on St. Nicholas, who was an actual person, a Greek bishop, and was a white man. You can't take facts and then try to change them to fit some sort of a political agenda or a sensitivity agenda.
There is so much crazy going on. So much crazy, I don't even have time to deal with a Fox News pundit saying, you can't take facts and try and change them to fit some kind of political agenda. I can't say that, even though that's all, that's how much crazy is going on here. But what she is suggesting is that you can't just arbitrarily change the facts about the real historical Saint Nicholas, who was a white man, even though he was from Greece, which is actually Turkey today, and that white man lives at the North Pole and drives a sleigh pulled by flying reindeer.
This is just great.
But you can't change the facts about it. Of course, the real St. Nicholas was from a part of the world that is now Turkey, and according to forensic scientists who studied research originally commissioned by the Vatican, he probably looked something like this.
Yeah, he looks like an Arab guy with a white beard.
Who exactly is changing the facts to make themselves more comfortable here? Actual St. Nicholas? Well, my guess is there'd be no Christmas if he looked like that dude, because he's probably still on the no-fly list. And then things got really weird.
Jesus was a white man, too. But, you know, it's like we have, he was a historical figure. I mean, that's a verifiable fact.
I'll give you that Jesus was an historical figure. But you're going to get a little pushback on the white thing. You do know Jesus wasn't born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right?
That's a great fuck.
We're joined by our senior Christmas, our senior Christmas historical accuracy correspondent, Jessica Williams. Jessica, thank you. Welcome to the show.
She's very good, this black chick.
Yeah, keep this going. I like this.
Happy holidays.
Wish it was louder. It's not louder.
Merry, merry Christmas.
Well, the big news that I hear out of the whole Jesus is white thing is that Jews are white now. So, congratulations, John.
But, you know, what about Santa? Do you feel Santa is white? What about people insisting that Santa is white?
Oh, John, Santa is white. That's just a fact. It's Miracle on 34th Street, not Miracle on 134th Street. The only miracle on 134th Street is that we get to participate at all. Half the time, Santa skips us on his way downtown, just like a taxi cab.
Here's the thing, Santa is fiction. He's not even real.
Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Hey, kids, stop crying. Santa is real as and he's really white. He's really white.
No, but that, Jessica, if we're talking history here, and that is what they're saying, we're talking fact and history. St. Nicholas was from the area of the world that is now Turkey. He was not some cherubic Wilford Brimley type.
Hey, don't be stupid, John. A swarthy Turkish Santa will make people very uncomfortable.
Yes, yes, yes. But that, Megan said, just because you feel uncomfortable, that doesn't mean you should change it.
Oh, wait, no. Megan said, if I feel uncomfortable, there's no need to change it. If white people feel uncomfortable, then we have to change it. And then pretend it's the way it's always been. That's how this became this.
Arab and
it works that way for everything. Like how this
Chuck Berry.
This.
Elvis Presley.
White people don't want to hear Jailhouse Rock from somebody who'd actually been to jail. Real jail's uncomfortable. Elvis jail is fun.
He did it. He looked like he was having a great time. Dancing.
Yeah. I mean, John, that's how it's done. First you fix history, then you lock that down forever in a vault. Sorry, Santa's not black just because some blogger wishes he was. Just like Megan's not black just because she spells her name creatively. And let's face it, John.
M-E-G-Y-N.
No way this could be Santa.
But what? No. It looks very jolly. Why not?
Because the moment white folks saw a black man with a big old bag coming down their chimney, it'd be time to grab a gun and stand your ground.
Jessica Williams, thank you so much. Thank Merry you. Christmas.
They nailed it, though. It was great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And look, I don't care because it's Fox or whatever, but it's like, what are you talking about? Like,
that's,
you
know, making, why are you... that's making something really out of like thin air. You know what I mean? Like,
first of all, the blogger, the broad who started, you know, started this whole thing that Santa should be black. She should shut her mouth, because you know what? If you think about it, there's only a period of about 6 years. If you think about it, right? When do kids first start to really understand Santa Claus? 3 years old, right?
When understand? Yeah, sure.
I would 3 years old.
2-3 years old. Yeah.
Two. They know that there's gifts, but they don't understand Santa Claus. Yeah, they just wake up and they start ripping gifts apart. 3 years old, 3 and a half. When do you find out there's no Santa? By the time you're 10.
If no, that- I was when my father left. I was 6. The only gifts I got were donated from the church. That was a great time.
But the thing is, so you really have a period of about 6 or 7 years tops where kids are enjoying Christmas in under the guise that it's Santa Claus and he's bringing gifts. And if you're a black family, dude, me and my sister already knew that Santa didn't exist. And we had to keep telling my brother more and more stories because he started questioning everything. Like, how does Santa get around the whole world in one night? And it became, well, it's not really one Santa. There's Santas for every town in the country. There's one main
Santa.
That's
what you were told?
We were telling him this. We were telling my little brother this because he kept asking questions. Oh. So me and my sister were making it up going.
How many years between you and your brother?
4. So my brother's probably 9, and I'm like 13. So I'm trying to say
he's still thinking of Santa. And
he's
you're,
still in his last. It
and
was
you're
like
masturbating
the last,
with a juicer.
I'm jacking off with a juicer. Yeah. She did say that Santa should the girl didn't say that it should be black, but the point is that you make Santa whatever you want him to be. And this girl was saying that it was uncomfortable for her to see Santa Claus. Look, once you're old enough to know that Santa's not real, what's the difference? Or when the kids, you say, oh, well, you know what? There's different Santa Clauses all over the place. That's why kids know when you go to the mall and it's Santa Claus, they know it's not him.
How about this? How about this? If you're a young black child in a downtrodden neighborhood or something, would you rather see a fat white guy come down your chimney? Or a fat black guy come down your chimney? White guy is going to give you gifts. Black guy is going to steal your shit.
Right. I mean, that's like the
see
old.
See what I did there?
Yeah, everybody did
I
that.
Know.
But the point is that you can do what you want within the confines of your own house. And you tell the kids whatever they want. Dude. And the one guy said he was a news pundit or whatever. He's a black dude. He goes, you go to almost every African American family in this country, and there will be some sort of black Santa in the house. So if your kids start really freaking out over, hey, how come he's white? Be like, well, that's, you know, we have our Santa. There's a bunch of, you can make up whatever the fuck, dude. You're fooling kids. We are lying to your kids anyway. Telling them that there's a mystery dude bringing the gifts. So it's all based on a lie. So who cares? So this Megan retard has to go out and pretending, thinking that, oh, there's kids around. So she has to go. And it was just the way she said he's white. She did say it in a very weird way.
She seems a little kooky here.
Yeah, they're all fucking kooky. But it was, let me see, shits and giggles in the chat room. I found out my little one knew when she sat me down and said, Mom, I know about Santa. Don't tell Grandma, Grandpa. It will devastate them. True story. She was 10.
10. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. About 9. 9 or 10. Because you figure at 10, you're in what, 5th grade?
So awkward, though. I haven't encountered that yet.
If
my older niece, my little niece she wants to be a princess and believes in all that cotton candy shit. But my niece is like getting training bras and shit now. You know what I mean? Like athletic bras, you know, because she plays sports and whatnot.
Tell me more.
She's getting little BBs.
Nice. Sorry. About that. I'm just kidding.
But, you know, when is it time? If you're getting boobs... You know, if your tits are growing as a young girl,
you literally get about six. You get about 6 good years as a child.
She hasn't asked me yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know if her mother told her anything.
She might just know. You just find out, and especially now. I don't even remember when.
I found out.
I had to be about 10. You know, because think about 11. Think about being 11 years old.
Put it this way:
you're in 5th or 6th grade. You're
from the time, from the say about 10 years old, from the time that I found out Santa wasn't real, just 3 and a half years later, I was in some pussy.
Wow.
Just think about that.
You went
that.
From Santa Claus to
believing
fucking,
in Santa Claus wow. into vagina.
Getting into vagina claws.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I bought a gun.
And you bought a gun.
Yeah. Boy, 4 years, 4 years, 3 and a half vagina. 4 years removed from
taking a train to go see Esther Lopez in fucking Queens.
Ingrid.
Whatever.
Yeah, wow. Just think about that. 4 short years, I went from believing in Santa Claus to buying a gun.
That's
and
what
getting
I'm saying.
Vagina in Queens.
You know, and this is part of this, you know, like.
That's crazy.
What we, you know, like, everybody takes care of shit in house. Look, black families want to tell them that Santa Claus is black? Go ahead. You know, and I think that's totally cool. You could fool kids. You could tell them whatever you want.
Yeah.
You say, there's different Santa Clauses for every neighborhood. That's what we said. We started lying to my brother because he kept asking more and more. And we were like, dude, well, we don't have to tell you anymore. He's fake, all right? Fuck face. It's mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
Shut up already.
Give them your list and bust their chops if they don't get you
know?
Shit.
And then this broad to say that it was horrifying to her. That, you know, that Santa Claus is white all this time. Shut up. You know, and I saw her, and she was on some sort of news thing. It's like, you know what? You're just a blogger. You're a blogger, and you have to make something out of nothing. I fucking hate
it bloggers. It also depends where how impressive the blogger was. Was this Megan Riley just finding something to bring up? You know
I
mean?
I don't know. It could have been. I don't know, but I guess...
I pulled off one of the greatest Santa pranks of all time. Not pranks.
Shits and giggles. Don't tell your kids that Santa bought bras for them. It will look like it's okay for creepy fat dudes to buy you lingerie for children.
Well done.
Good point, Shits and Giggles.
Yeah, good point. I remember when we were kids, Christmas Eve, we would go to my stepfather's parents' house.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Josie makes a great point, and I forgot. What's so mind-numbing about all this is that the article stated, the blog, and I don't even know if this is true or not, that she was goofing, and it was a total goof. They suggested we replace Santa with a penguin because it was black and white. Like, I think that was real. I think this woman was like, why don't we just make Santa, you know, you have the Tooth Fairy,
on the original
you have the
one,
Easter Bunny, you know, so why don't we make it a penguin?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why penguin. I guess because it's by the ice and it's the South Pole instead of the North Pole. But, you know, I'm not sure how detailed and how for real that was with this blogger.
Right.
But I understand why Fox ran with it. They were like, she's some blogger saying that Santa should be, you know, shouldn't be white or maybe should be black or whatever.
Everyone should take my mother's lead.
What's your mother's lead?
For the last 5 years, do you know who's been Santa Claus? On the back of a fire truck going through town. You know how towns...
They always stop my dad's.
It's been my mother.
It's been your mom, huh?
It's been my mother for the last, like, 7 years in southern Jersey. Yeah, in Jamesburg, Monroe.
Right. Your mother's the one all
dressed. My mother's fucking Santa Claus.
Hey,
she loves it.
If your mother was Santa Claus in Parsippany in the 70s and 80s, she would have stopped at my dad's because my dad would always be like, hey, we got to go inside, get in the Sambuc because the Santa Claus was coming around.
I remember you
and
saying
he
this.
He would come out with a tray and fucking Sambuca, and they would all be like, they fucking see my dad. Hey,
stop in front
hey, yeah, Santa Claus, we'll be right back. Yeah, we're driving a fire truck around with a drunk Santa Claus in the back.
That's
Let
brilliant.
Me get some shots of Sambuca in me.
That's fucking
the
brilliant.
The drivers and everything,
for
man.
People that don't know, like a tradition in Jersey is the local fire department volunteer, whatever. They, around Christmas time, they just sit there. They go down the block, sirens blaring,
yeah,
the whole
with
thing.
With a Santa Claus. Dressed with,
you know, bunch of, a big
white
long
dude.
Train
big
of,
white,
of
white Santa
fire
Claus.
Trucks, and then you've got Santa on the back of it just waving and stuff. So your father would come out
with a tray of Sambuca and shots, and they would all they pull the emergency brake, and they knew they made sure they came around my block,
the air brakes,
and they would go a little slower, so they would give my father enough
time to
make, be like,
make it a Sambuca,
grab a Sambuca, I got him a tray and shots, meet you downstairs. I want to get some more for Santa Claus because if this house ever torch up, I want them to know. Come over here very quick. He made good with everybody. He wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Is
it switching subject?
No, it's still on the same type of thing. It's still on the.
Okay.
I have never heard of this product until 3 days ago.
KY?
Elf on a Shelf.
Elf.
Do you know
on
what
shelf.
This is? Somebody please explain to me what Elf on a Shelf is, and has this been around forever, and I've never heard of it before. Elf but continue with your story while they're going to put it.
But now, being that my mother, for years, probably even maybe even 10 years, has been Santa Claus each thing. Christmas Eve, we used to have when all the babies were young, 5, 6 years old, a couple of different families would come over my house on Christmas Eve. My sister's friends, both my sisters, they're friends with their kids. So the place was a madhouse. Place would have all of us family and like 12 kids under the age of 6 years old. So I got the Santa Claus suit down in the garage. So I get my big black leather boots, just like Santa Claus has. I dress up as Santa. I got all the presents down in the garage. Okay. I kind of sneak away. You know, all the kids are playing.
Right.
I go and dress up in a Santa Claus suit, even to the point with the glasses. Even with the glasses. And now what I did was I didn't go to the door and pass out gifts. What I did was, I remember back when I was a kid, we would go Christmas caroling Christmas Eve. And if there was a plane or something flying by, my mother would be like, that might be him. Can you hear him? That might be him. You know, with the, you know, the lights
right.
were like
mm-hmm.
like a plane. I'm like, no, Ma, I can hear the plane.
<You know? laughs> Okay.
But the higher ones, you know what I mean, that you couldn't hear anything, she'd be like, that might be him. And you're like, oh, my God, that's so cool. That might be him. And I had the greatest ones of all time is what I did was I grabbed all the presents. I had two big garbage bags full of presents. And I went to the front door, the front window, made a noise like I banged on it because my sisters were in on it. Made
okay.
a noise. I didn't bang on the door,
right.
but I made a ruckus. And then the kids jumped to the front bay window. And all this, I see the sheet, the curtain fly open. 17 kids looking out the window. And all they saw was me like kind of scurrying away. And they were like, yeah!
Freaking out.
Absolutely
going
freak.
Nuts. Going they must have nuts. Went kablooey.
It wasn't. I didn't do the hey, how are you
no,
thing.
No, you did it like
for the
I'm
rest,
dropping it off and going.
For the rest of their lives that they believed in Santa, they were like, I fucking saw the dude.
I saw him.
It
there.
Was like seeing Sasquatch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I fucking saw him.
Right.
He didn't wave
because
and
you
hand
didn't,
gifts.
You weren't. It wasn't like over the top, like, hey, this is Santa.
You knew when you went and saw Santa at the mall. You know, like, this
you knew
this.
It wasn't him.
You knew he wasn't
exactly, which was my point.
Yeah.
So
you knew he wasn't, but this was a Sasquatch sighting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Yeti.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was brilliant.
He was
I
running away and
perfectly.
his knee bent oddly, but we knew it was really Santa.
Elf on a Shelf Christmas tradition.
Yes. Is this something new?
Looks like a book.
Elf on a Shelf was a book in 2005. Then how now has a little elf you name and hide every night? Colorado Dickhead said, Kenny would dress like Santa and play gas pedal.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, by the way, it's almost 9 o'clock. We are not. We are going to be staying on More Like Radio tonight because there's going to be no lust and love. So you can hang out in More Like Radio. Woo! You can hang out in More Like Radio and stay in the chat there because we're not going anywhere. All right. But that's the point. You made the point. They knew when they went to the mall that wasn't really Santa.
Wasn't him.
And you, whatever you told him, like, yeah, this is, you know, he works for Santa. He's the local Santa, and he gives
he's
the local Santa.
He's in a union.
He's a regional VP of the Bostonian area Santa Claus
Santa's
unit.
Not a guy.
Exactly. He's one of Santa's guys, and whatever it was. But I never heard of this elf on a shelf. And I'm just hearing about it, so maybe it's a new toy. And I'm freaked out because I'm going, that can't be that I've never heard of this elf on a shelf thing. I'm not that out of it. But
I'm not sure.
I think it's a new toy.
You don't know what it is? I could.
What do you got?
I have nieces and nephews,
mm-hmm.
so I know these things. Also, I'm childish.
Yes.
And I don't drink like Kenny, so
right.
I actually remember the things the kids say. But
right.
Elf on the Shelf is this little toy. It probably comes with a book. And the basic gimmick is every day the parents hide it somewhere in the house. So when the kids wake up in the morning, was that a ghost?
Kenny's.
Was that the elf on the shelf?
No.
Oh, anyways, when the kids wake up in the morning, they go, where's the elf on the shelf this day? Oh, my God. Because they're all stupid. And they find it in a new position every time, like a position in the house. Don't get...
That's right.
Yeah. And it's like in a different place. And they're like, oh, my goodness, the elf on the shelf is moving on its own.
Yeah.
Because we have no idea that my parents stay up like after we go to bed because we're stupid. We're kids.
Yeah. Weston Eggers, it's essentially an elf which is sitting on the shelf and watching the kids to see if they're naughty or nice. And then tattletales to Santa on them, and then he puts, he's a Santa spy.
He's a snitch.
He's a snitch.
He's a freaking snitch.
Yeah, he's a snitch.
But it's relatively new, right?
It's only been the last couple of years that I've noticed. Like, older nieces and nephews didn't have it when they were kids.
I've never heard of this until,
probably
like 3 days ago.
Yeah. It's got to be less than 10 years old.
When I was a kid, it didn't matter if I was naughty or nice. It just mattered how bad my parents fought.
Right.
That dictated my fucking Christmas.
Yeah. I remember
parents.
I remember
parents. Plural.
Parents with an S.
Yeah, parents.
Are you sure that?
My dad called me this morning. We're cool now. Yeah, me and my dad are really cool now.
Oh,
yeah. Dad won.
Well, Kenny,
he needs a kidney.
Yeah, dad won. Dad
well,
won.
Kenny, what kind of blood type are you, Kenny?
Here it is. I'm putting together my brother's bachelor party in January down for Atlantic City. So mm-hmm. I'm dad one, dad two, probably dad three, all my stepbrothers.
Mm-hmm.
What's dad Everybody three? Did. I know dad one and two.
Well,
yeah, bio dad and then...
Bio dad, stepdad, and then stepdad two. My mother's remarried.
Oh, you still the count five. The one that she's not married to anymore?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, because he was during the child.
He gave the
yeah.
best gifts, yeah.
Well, he was around. That was his gift.
That was his thing.
It was his gift to you.
Hey, Kenny, your mom was easy, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean like Christmas is, well, I don't know how to phrase this, Christmas was a Christmas for you people? Like with
you
people? Yeah, people.
What do you mean, you people?
Divorced, kids of divorce, you know,
right?
With easy moms. They've got men in their lives that are trying to like work on the woman,
right?
The female.
During childhood, she was very easy.
Yeah, did you benefit from them? Be like, you know.
What do you mean, Jew benefit?
I mean, we're trying to raise money for the Jews.
Rosh Hashanah,
Shabbat.
What were we saying?
Did you benefit from having your mom? Like, were you ever? Did your mom ever have a boyfriend when you were
No, not at all.
She went from one guy and then married somebody else.
Four kids. No. She went from one married with four kids in, I don't know, I guess 1980. Didn't get married. She had dated a few guys or whatever, but didn't get married until 1985.
Mm.
Then that was my stepfather. When he came in, he was a post office worker. So he, it was the 80s.
He just got all in. Poorly labeled mail. Someone didn't put a zip code.
Yeah.
Oh well, it's yours now.
Here's your Christmas present. It says send to Santa. I just read all the other kids what they wanted.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? That was my Christmas.
It was a lesson about want.
Yeah. No, we had a couple of, once you came around, we had a couple of good Christmases and then it all went downhill after that. Because mm-hmm. we were all older. But the rough times were the late '70s, early '80s welfare. Donated yeah. Christmas gifts.
What was the most inappropriate Christmas gift either of you got? Is it too early to be talking about Christmas?
No. It was probably on a camping trip.
Inappropriate.
In September of 1982. where remember I talked about Commander Buddy?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. That's a bad touch. Had to do with him. He's like, it's Christmas time. I'm like, it's September.
It wasn't timed correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I can't think of anything I got, but I gave like a kid swords once. Like a nephew. A step-nephew.
That's a little...
Oh, no, no. We used to have... There's actually... I mean, you remember Creepy Crawlies?
Yeah.
Remember, you know, it was basically... my sister still has a big scar on her foot. Oh. You
melt plastic or melted candy.
Yeah, iron. Yeah. In like an easy bake oven. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it in like, you know, it was a plastic molten lava and you put...
So you had the pewter one, the one where it was like actual metal. Yeah. And you scolded your sister with it. Good. That wasn't an inappropriate gift though. That's a stupid thing that we made for like lawn darts. They were dangerous.
Yeah.
But you used it inappropriately. Darwinism meant that you or your sister should have died.
It was a mistake.
You've got a bunch of these nieces and nephews walking around scars. With their horrible genes.
Yeah, we just have scars.
That's not good.
Yeah,
it also means you're stronger. They're,
back
those
back
kids
then
are
too,
pure.
Instead of the Nerf guns with the suction cups
you
that
had
they
real guns.
Have now, no, they had the remember the flying discs. Yeah. Right, you would shoot and it would spin out of the gun at probably about 40 or 50 miles an hour, and it would be rotating like a saw blade. So it would take out, you know, you would get a cut under your eye. If you shot your brother point blank in the eye, his eye's cut.
He said, I think you said in the eye, but I heard any eye. Shoot him in the eye, any eye. It don't matter which eye. Don't think that your right eye, your dominant eye, is going to be blinking faster.
Yeah. They were these discs, and then you would have, you know, we had pyrotechnics with the cap guns. And,
yeah, we had real fireworks.
And
how about you, Conti? What did you get? What was inappropriate that you got? Anything?
No.
This, like, organ grinder vest. A little hat your dad used to make you wear. You're going to be part of the family business.
And a thing to be excused for the rest of my life from school. Now go help us pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
Conti got a pound of fresh buffalo mozzarella and a soprasat. And he kept hanging them on his roll. And they gave me a deli slicer. You know, remember as a
very lean.
As a baby in the crib, you would have like a little lion and a squeezy toy. It would just go ding, to ding, to ding, ding. No, you had a deli net with like fucking with a brajoute fucking just spinning above you.
It was like Corrado's Market in his nursery.
I had all this suicide provolone hanging all over the fucking garage.
Bottle had extra virgin olive oil in it. So just put a little bruschette on there. Yeah.
Some crushed tomatoes on a piece of bread.
You would just take the smoke.
And I would just be serving my parents' friends at the party.
You just had a complete assortment of cured meats spinning over your forehead for your entire childhood.
What did you do instead of cookies for Santa?
It would probably be cannolis, right? I mean, it was weird, man. I remember hearing my parents, you know, wrapping the
fighting.
Presents.
Me too.
Oh yeah, I mean, in between the fighting is what woke us up, and then we were like, "What's going on?" And we're like, "Go back to sleep." And then you hear them wrapping presents and stuff like that. That's when we started. But they would be like, "Hey, we give you some of the gifts, and Santa gives you some gifts." So they would put, you know,
right, love mom,
and some would love Santa,
right.
You know, and I guess that would depend on your self-esteem as
from,
a parent.
Mine only said mom or from Santa. Yeah. Never said love.
Yeah, it was always from. With, my dad would spell it Fram, you know, because he didn't know English.
With
well.
Warm regards. With
But what about the like right now, if you were a parent and you were at that stage where you were like, all right, some of them are going to be from me, from us, and some are from Santa. What kind of self-esteem do you have? Do you have Santa give them all the really cool gifts?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
I am at that dilemma as we speak. Because I don't want to trump my brothers and sisters of getting all the girls' gifts. They all know they're getting something from me. You know what I mean? But I don't want to step on their toes because, like Gestapo, my sister Tiffany, goes all out on... Not all out on Christmas. She busts her ass. She finds with the gifts... She gets the food together. She goes food shopping. All of this stuff. She really, really puts it out there. And I would feel more comfortable if I just said all the gifts are from Tiffany. You know, but me personally, I'm like,
screw her.
Got a fucking $1,200. I want to be the cool dude.
Yeah, you want to get some.
But
accolades.
I'm gonna give them one gift each from me, and the rest is gonna be from Santa or each sibling, brother, sister, whatnot.
Here's what you should do. I'll tell you what you should do. You should start dressing up like Santa. First of all, you're halfway there.
I know, right?
You got the red nose.
Yeah, you got the rosacea going on. That's just from alcoholism.
Yeah, you're shady as all hell. Nobody knows where you go Monday nights. You go to this really arctic place. You dress really warm and deal with an elf. I'm sorry.
Right.
So you're basically almost towards mythical being.
I am.
You might as well just go right. You go on.
I gotta commit to it.
Ride. You just commit.
I just gotta commit.
Grow the
to
beard
it.
Out, or I mean, put pasties on. That's not what they're called.
No,
fake beard. Yeah,
just
fake beard. Put some pasties on and give them a show. I hope the camera's on Kenny right now. He's actually like smugging and smirking,
spinning,
and spinning his beard,
spinning. Pasty
beer. But yeah, just sell it. That's what you should do.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But I do have that dilemma, but I'll figure it out.
All right. Let's you want to take our second break?
Sure. Burp.
All right. Let's take our break. Maybe Frank will be here when we come back.
Not a chance.
He says no again. He's always doing that to us.
I'm only good at small doses. You really don't want me on the show.
He always says
juvenile frequency.
He always.
All right, let's take a break.
He always says no and just pops in every so often.
Yeah,
I feel like my dad's here.
Derails the conversation into what he wants to talk about. He's like, I'm not doing a show this week.
During the break, I take my belt to him.
All right, let's take a break. It's the Conti and Kenny Show.
Does
More
your
like
mom
radio.
Talk about me?
And ContiandKenny.com.
And now from Conti and Kenny. Conti shows off his biblical and Disney knowledge from a tattoo story gone wrong.
Narnia. She was getting Narnia. What's Narnia?
It. It's like,
is that where Jesus was born? Is that the picture of Jesus? In the manger?
Yes, baby Jesus was born in Narnia.
Right?
With a lion and it was
two lions and a goat brought him a gift, right?
And a man, what's that, mentor?
Some manager. He was born in some manager, and three fucking employees brought him gifts or something like that. Three guys from some Dairy Queen bought him gifts.
There was a half horse, half man with a scepter. A couple of rabbits, some dwarves, some Snow White was there.
Some centaur brought him a gift.
Centaur, that's what a manatee. I was telling you, centaur. That's where Jesus was born. Yes, Narnia. And then they released the Kraken, and then it was Christmas.
Listen live to the Conti and Kenny Show, 7 to 10 p.m. every Monday night through theContiandKennyShow.com.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
White people have been stripped of their racism.
I'm a Nazi.
Get out of here, Jews. Get out of here because you're not us. Get out of my neighborhood. You know what I mean? Get off my block. I don't hate you because you're a Hasidic Jew. I hate you because you're coming into my neighborhood. Suck Hitler's cock. Oh, I hate Jews. I hate black people.
Uh-oh, watch out.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine.
I hate you because you're black, you know what I mean? The black guys in Harlem, you're black, you know what I mean? Jamaican or something like that, or Puerto Ricans.
Birds on my shoulder. It's the truth.
I'm a fucking Nazi. Nazis are nice, though.
You're part eggplant.
All those in favor of maintaining our zero tolerance stance to censorship, say Mrs. Niggerbota.
Mrs. Niggerbota.
Don't
sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Anyone else but me.
No, no, no.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
Till I come home to you.
You want it, you got it, sister.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Ass naked.
Anyone else but me.
Nice ding dong.
Anyone else but me.
I'll blow you.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Fresh apples.
I come home to you.
You want it, you got it. Fresh apples trying to hit me with her naked butt. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show.
.com.
Apples.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of the Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theContiandKennyShow.com.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, I'm like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net. This is Dave Ingram from Metal Breakfast Radio, and you're listening to the Gnocchi and Kenya Show, or something like that. It's clearly bollocks.
All right, we are back. Conti and Kenny Show here in Nonproductive Studios on morelikeradio.com. Check out the website, contiandkennyshow.com, for all your Conti and Kenny needs.
Look at you.
We have the shorts. We have the worst comic ever contest. Check it out. And then working on some technical stuff, but we'll have the episode number 8 of the shorts going up.
Number 9,
called something about Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. A lot of good stuff. And yeah, if you want to Skype in, you can go in a chat room on contiandkenny.com or More Like Radio. We're all hanging out.
Look at you, dude.
See that?
You've been listening. You've been listening to me.
So I'm not drunk anymore.
You've never really, except for the one time when you left and came back in riot gear and a cape.
That was cocaine was involved in that one, too. Yeah, there was some cocaine there, too.
Really rare that you're drunk. You just, you know, you get a few pops in you, you get a little buzz.
Yeah, but I really haven't the last, like, besides, you know, when I'm in the hotel room, I have a couple of pops, but I don't get tossed.
Mm-hmm.
But in studio, I don't drink nearly as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Not nearly as much.
No. Well, then you're corporate Kenny. You're, you know, you're
Yuck.
Important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's all right. Corporate Kenny got written up last week.
Ooh, what did Corporate Kenny do?
Corporate Kenny made a boo-boo.
Ooh. Were you insubordination or was it?
No, it was just a lack of email writing that I should have done on my travels.
Okay.
A documentation of all my travels. You have to kind of like, I did this, I did that, and
right.
I did that. And I just hate.
You forgot the other thing?
I forgot.
You put this and that, you didn't put the other thing.
No, I didn't put anything.
Oh, okay. You got to put something.
Yeah.
If you're going to not put anything, you got to put something.
You got to put something or nothing's going to get done.
Nothing's going to get done. Exactly. Yeah. We sound like a Sindoni bit. Right? If nobody was going to do it and anybody could have done it, then nobody did it.
Hitler or Conway? A Conway.
Yes. It was either Hitler or Tim Conway.
It was
Hitler on golf. And what you do is you keep your head down, your knees bent, and you learn it, and you address the ball. Hello, ball.
Hitler on golf. You're absolutely right.
Let her go.
Hitler or Conway. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Shit.
Brilliant.
Well, since we're both comics, right? I got this sent to me by eHarmony. eHarmony, not that they were, it was just the eHarmony staff, dating tips and all that, dating tips for women. They put out a little thing, 15 reasons to date a comedian, ladies. Mm. You want to get a load of this shit?
Let's get a load of this. Maybe, now, my sister, she's had so many friggin' hilarious stories of the dating sites. You know what I mean? I've never been on one. You know, eHarmony or Match or anything like that.
Okay.
Christian Mingle or
right.
Ashley Madison, any of those. Plenty of okay. Fish.
Plenty of Fish, yeah.
None of those. And my sister, she gets some doozies.
Oh,
because it's a numbers game. You know what
I
mean?
My God. It's, and when you're a girl, you get bombarded, you know?
Yeah.
When you're a guy, it's like you go out and you have to, it's just like real life, except it's in this confines of a website. So you get like just hundreds of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And
believe me, it happened to me when I put a fake account up. Just saying.
She's had hilarious stories. Mm-hmm. Hilarious stories. Oh my God. A couple of them worked out for a little while and then went sour.
I bet you half of them right off the bat guys are showing dick pics.
90%, I would say probably over 90%, is they'll talk on the phone, and she's hilarious. She's witty, great on the phone, and she's just like, I'm tired of it. You know, I'm tired of putting my best foot forward to, you know, when you have a conversation when you first meet a girl, you kind of, you know, that's kind of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and she's just, I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. And she'll go, all right, this guy seems okay. Let's give it a shot. And they'll go out to, like, you know, they'll meet somewhere and she'll come home with just a fucking, you know, some guy was in a foot fetish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man, there's a weirdo for every time you go out on a date with a guy, you know, as a girl, there's two weirdos waiting for you.
Yeah.
You
she
know
actually what I mean? Got matched with our cousin.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Our cousin's about the same age.
Oh, my
age.
God. Really?
Cousin's about maybe about 40 or so.
Yeah, way to go, eHarmony. That's good. Way to go. How about checking blood types first?
but you know, I'm a single guy. I'm getting up there in age, and, you know.
Yeah, you're a single guy. You're a comic. And so they decided to put this out, 15 reasons why you should date a comedian. And they put out, maybe you've heard the horror stories. You don't want to be material in someone's act. Don't let one funny jerk ruin it for the rest of the team. There are plenty of reasons to give a comedian a fair shot. All right? Here we go.
All right.
Should I go 15 to 1? I think they're not, like, you know, number... It's just
start at the top. Yeah, 15.
Go 15 and go down?
Yeah, let's dissect them. If they're worth it.
Number 15, a common love language for comedians, words of affirmation. Build up your partner verbally, and you'll likely be the recipient of praise, too. So it's saying...
So they're telling you to stroke his ego because comics are zero...
Right, so we have zero. So if you stroke our ego, we'll treat you better. So if you don't say we're good, we'll beat you. Is that what they're saying?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Common love language for comedians.
Love language?
Love language, yeah. Affirmation.
There is no love language for comedians.
No.
Yeah, there is. It's
yeah, it's pay me. Did I stink it up and pay me?
What's in the chat?
This is all I can think about Conti at the break. If you go into the
radio chat.
There's a picture just you around a 55-gallon drum fire.
Really?
You had your hood up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you have your hood up and you're just
all right, nice.
Staring blank.
God, they're just doing shit constantly. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Number 14, not every comedian exploits his personal life and his act. Most will outline boundaries with you. Parentheses, Jerry Seinfeld doesn't diss his wife on stage, and he's done okay for himself. So they're saying if you date a comic, not everyone... We're not gonna
dissect. You're not gonna talk about your vagina. We may, but we're not gonna show pictures of it.
It took me a while until I started talking about my girl's vagina
on
stage.
Yeah, well, then there's a comfortability part.
I mean, she's a gusher, for Christ's sake. What am I supposed to do? Not talk about that?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to bring that up.
Yeah, she has a very
especially in mixed company.
She has a mixed company. Yes. Yeah. Does that mean blacks?
It means
you
everything.
Fucking old man in mixed company. What are you, John Wayne? What are you, Bill Hurl?
Three quarters of them will be offended or 25% not.
What are you, Bill Holden? Mixed company. Let's see. Number 13. Your friend.
Back to number 14.
Okay.
I've been the king of the three-monthers when I, you know, way back in the day when I first started doing stand-up.
Right.
Is I would meet the girl. Everything would be cool,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, she's coming to shows. It's kind of exciting.
Yep.
She's in Manhattan. We're doing all this kind of stuff, you know. I would take one or two of them on the road with me for a weekend, you know what I mean? And it was cool. And then second month, they're like, I don't really want to go anymore. I've seen your act 9,000 times. By the third month, they're like, are you ever coming home? Are you ever going to be home? When can we hang out?
Right.
You know, because not only when you're a comedian, you know, when you're not famous, you got to work. You got to work, and then you work on the weekends.
Right.
So you barely have any spare time.
Right.
You know? So that was a that's been always
or
been
spare
a tough,
time that you're willing to give to somebody else.
Exactly, because when you do have spare time,
you want it for yourself.
You want it for
you
yourself.
You want to be alone time. You don't want to talk to anybody. You just want to sit there and just
veg and just do your thing.
What's it say in the chat room?
Gushers. It's what I called my last girlfriend. It's a kid.
It's a young girl.
It's creepy.
All right. Here we go. Number 13. Now, this is all basically to girls, you know, for guys. You know, that's I understand there are girl comics, but this does just really applies to women dating guy comics.
Yeah.
Your friends will think your significant other is hilarious. Related, bragging about your date's newest comedy routine will do him or hood real good.
Oh.
This is fucking stupid.
No, see, that would be don't.
Yeah, I know what you're
going to say. Don't do it, yeah. Okay? It's my act.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like parts of it, you might be able to mention a little bit of part of it. You know what I mean? Like, that was
But it's almost, to me, that's almost like cheesy, like me going up to somebody and be like, hey, I'm, you know, unless it's a friend of yours, a comic or something like that, and you're working on a new bit, but you don't just go up to strangers.
No,
you're like, hey, listen, I got this new bit. I want you to try it. You know
well,
what I mean?
Also, what I think they're talking about is her going, you have to see his new bit about bears.
New bit about the Build-A-Bear building.
No, the bear, when this one, he wipes his ass with a rabbit.
Oh,
it's hilarious. It's really, really funny. He has this new one where a priest, a rabbi, and a
young boy walk into a nail salon, and they all walk out with an Asian under each arm.
And they come out and like, we're the aristocrats.
Number 12, your date will introduce you to plenty of interesting characters. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
true.
That's my but for a while,
Johnny O and JC. A fucking raw drunken Irishman and a wrestler who's...
Ask Beverly how many of my comic friends she fucking likes.
Yeah.
It's like three of you guys. That's it.
It really is.
But it's just, you know, she doesn't see... She's not into the shows anymore. She doesn't care.
Yeah, when I would bring my girlfriends, you know, the barbecues or something like that, when we'd all be hanging out, it really is like the Star Wars bar, where it's just...
Yeah.
Because you're just like, look at this fucking gaggle
of fucking weirdos,
humans.
Yeah,
and not even humans.
And then just being weirdos too. You know. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Number 11. You can visit your date at work and actually have fun while doing so. Dude, my girlfriend, she's very supportive. But she doesn't care about most of the shows anymore.
She doesn't care about any of them.
No.
I guarantee
you know,
she doesn't care about any of them.
You know, once in a while, if
not that
like,
she doesn't care. I'm not saying she doesn't care. But she just doesn't give
interested.
A shit.
She's not interested.
She cares, but she doesn't give a shit.
Right. Yes, exactly. She cares about my career, but she doesn't give a shit about these stupid shows that I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because these are all shows that are just, it's all part of the grind. Or even, you know, like once in a while, if it's like, if I'm doing a show at a club... And it's a big name comic that's like, you know, headlining or something. Or if I'm doing like a big show,
sure.
You know, an exciting show for me, she's down with going.
Absolutely.
You know? But well, it's like, who doesn't care? You know?
The worst is when you're riding to a gig and you're with your girlfriend or whoever you're with. And, you know, when I'm driving to it, I'm going over shit in my head or I'm just kind of. Getting a time of peace, you know what I mean?
Zoning out, yeah,
zoning out,
a little zen,
and I always tell them, I go, you know, listen, I get quiet, you know what I mean? I get quiet. I kind of go in my own head, kind of a thing.
I try to go through all the comics I've seen their act, and I'm trying to memorize them.
But I'm going in my own head. I'll be quiet, but once I'm off stage, I'll be fine. The adrenaline will be there, and I'll be right as rain. I'll be normal. Don't worry about it. Just hang in there. But the problem I've had is that I've had situations where they would listen to the radio show or see my act, and I would have to tell them, go, listen, you want to listen to the radio show, fine. But you have to understand, I'm on the radio show. I'm hanging out with my pals. You know what I mean? Don't any stories that I bring up or shit I say, it doesn't come back when I have to explain myself what I talk about on the show.
Can you call Beverly and tell her?
Really? Is he still getting that?
No.
No. Not anymore.
Once in a while.
once in a while, right? Right? But it's still there. It's natural for her.
Yeah, because she's very protective of me, and sometimes she doesn't like the way I talk about myself. And I'll be like, look, you just, you know. And so she tells me, she goes, sometimes I'll be listening, and then I just turn it off. And I go, oh, I've had enough. Like, not, and then she doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
She's like, nope. I was interested. She actually, I think she likes to listen to you more than she does me, which is fine. I understand. She hears me bitching and complaining all the time. But yeah, it's like, you know, it becomes very
mundane. I'm the novelty to her.
Absolutely.
You feed her cats.
Yeah,
you know
I'm
what
the
mean?
Dodge Dart. You're the fucking, you're the Porsche that she gets to see in the neighbor's garage. Yeah, I wonder if you'd like to drive that thing. That would be nice. I bet you that stick shift is very thick.
Oh, come on.
I bet you it's
I get off.
Thick shift. Thick.
Well said.
I can't say
well,
it.
Well said.
Thick shifter. Shifter. Thick. Shifter. All right. Number 10. Comedians share their life stories with strangers every night. They're good communicators and are willing to be vulnerable with others.
Worst communicators of all time. The fucking worst communicators of all time. This complete full of shit. Yes, we talk about stuff on stage, but that's as far as we fucking communicate.
That's where we usually get it all out, you know?
Right. Excuse me. when you want to communicate with us, we are that fucking knob is shut off.
Oh, it just
that is in the off position.
Yeah, and even me, and I'm a you know, and we you know, I babble. I'm constantly talking, but sometimes I'm just like, especially like, see, my girlfriend doesn't understand. Like when I'm on the phone with you or Teddy or James, I can be on a or my friend Bill, I can be on a phone for an hour, but we're talking about something. Sometimes women don't understand that they want to be on the phone with you and do the same thing like they're sitting next to you.
Right.
It's like, I can't do small talk over the phone.
Right. Yeah.
Instantly just phase right out. Because, hey, listen. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Nothing.
Hey, listen, man.
I'm on my way home.
Dude, listen what happened to me. Fucking boom, boom, boom. Bang,
right.
Bang, bang.
Or, hey, what time are you going to be home? Blah, blah, blah. How was your day? Pretty good. Blah,
some
blah, blah.
Conversations, half
and then,
an hour, some 6 minutes.
Yeah. But then.
Boom.
But the thing is, when it's just, hi, and I'm like, nah, what's going on? Nothing, what you doing? Nothing.
Even
Do you have anything? Do you have anything?
Even when you're driving home, like from a five-hour gig.
But at least.
You'll call me, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be like, all right, you know, the conversation will wear itself out in 10 minutes. And then I'll go, I'll try calling you or call me back later on.
Yeah.
And once you get back in the PA, you hit 78, you're 40 minutes
But
home.
I don't talk to you all the time. I don't talk to
all
of my friends every day. So you talk to your significant other every day. So especially on the phone.
Me and you will never go like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Like, just call to say, we'll see what was up.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah, that would be the weirdest thing. Yeah. I always have a reason to call one of my friends.
Right.
Once in a while, And even when I call my girlfriend, like, she doesn't understand. Like, I'll call her, and it's usually for something, even something small. Like, hey, listen. Like, I usually call her when I'm on my way to the studio, right? Because I usually leave around 5, and she usually leaves work around 5.
She's not home yet?
No. So I know she's on her way home, so I usually give her a quick call. Just say, hey.
Sure.
You know, how was your day?
Perfect timing.
You know, and at 5:15, Rex Ryan comes on ESPN, so I try to get all, you know, try to do it quick so I can listen to the Rex Ryan report. Fucking doesn't understand. I'm trying to listen to the fucking Rex, man. Christ. So,
I tried to do it before. That's hilarious.
But, you know, I figured I'd call and I'm just like, hey, how was your day? Cool. I'm on my way to the studio and she may, you know, and today we talked and she was like, hey, listen, we're not going to be able to come down, blah, blah, blah. Because she was going to come down
right.
with her friend. No problem. And then it becomes this. It's this it's this nonverbal tug of war where I'm going, yeah, yeah. And then she's like, yeah, so what's, she's trying to pull something out of me.
Yeah.
And there's nothing there because there's nothing I need to talk to her about right now because I either know I got to talk to you or I want to listen to the Rex Ryan report or I just want to just kind of get into my head of what we're going to do tonight, you know?
Right.
And sometimes it's just like, all right, yep, And then, dude, we're not talking about anything, which is completely fine when we're sitting at the dinner table or sitting on the couch. I'm okay with just sitting there talking about nothing. Right. I'm okay with that. But on the phone, I can't do it.
Right.
I need to be yapping about something. So, but yeah, we do share. I mean, you know, we're good communicators when we want to be, but when we're not,
when we
shut it down.
When we want to be, we are up there top.
Shut it down.
If we don't, you absolutely there is nothing coming.
They
out.
Think that the, you know who we are is on stage and all that kind of shit.
I think with my you know living with my sister and she's single lad, and single lady is lad no lady whatever anyway. No, she's not
single,
a lad.
Little lad would be a boy, yeah.
Yeah. Single woman. But I understand her what she needs to do. You know what I mean? She's single, so me and her, we usually have dinner around the same time. Okay. You know, we share the kitchen and the middle level of the house and whatnot. So we have dinner together, whatever, whenever I'm home. And we kind of catch up. I kind of tell her about my day, and she tells me about hers. Almost like a relationship kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a man-woman kind of stuff. But I realized how important, one, I can suck that in. You know what I mean? I could go days without speaking a word of how I feel to anybody. I could go a month with not showing, talking about my feelings or talking about my day. But it's very important for my sister, and I've understood that. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I've understood how important it is. Because when you know we first started, it was just like, oh, man, it's all I hear about is this and that and work and this and that. But then you realize where you're like, just listen. You have to because, you know, she needs it. And I would like to know what's going on with my sister and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's actually good training for me. So when I do have a girlfriend and I do not want to hear a fucking word out of her face.
Yeah.
I know how to close that fucking shit off.
Yeah.
And answer, you know, it's like the Chris Rock bit where she's like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, no, you don't say. She said what? Yeah, she did. You know, and just, you know, generic, you know, words or whatever.
Absolutely.
I did that in the beginning with my sister. But now sometimes I'll be watching something. And she'll just pop out of nowhere about something about her day. And I'm like, are you shitting me right now? It's the fucking crescendo of the movie.
Yeah,
I've spent an hour and a half watching this shit, you know, even though it's Forrest Gump and I've seen it 9,000 times.
Yeah.
I still want to see the ending.
Tom Cruise has Jack Nicholson on the stand in Few Good Men. And now you want to talk to me about the roast? Please. We're getting into the big speech. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Bruce, you talk about it when you don't talk about it. Parties.
Bruce Willis is about to detonate a nuclear weapon on an asteroid. Okay. and Ben Affleck's in an airlock. Shut up.
Exactly. Josie in the chat, who's also a comic, or he used to. I don't know if he still does. Number 12, he'll introduce you to interesting people. Yeah, like Vince Champ. And if you don't know who Vince Champ was, he was a comic who was going around the country raping women. Vince Champ, did you ever hear of him?
No.
Yeah, did you read about him, dude? They finally figured it out. That he was the guy that was raping all these women around the country. They couldn't figure out the correlation. He was in that fucking town doing comedy. He was raping women for years.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah,
never
like
heard
late
this.
80s, early 90s. Yeah. This comic named Vince Champ. Yep.
No shit. I'd like to look into that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, let's get into the next one.
Weston Echo, serious comment. What stupid women need to understand is that the reason serious comment what stupid, stupid women need to understand is that the reason men don't yap about their feelings 24/7 is that we don't cheapen them by just constantly washing them over and over and over in public.
He's got a good point.
Yeah, but you know, once you realize how important it is for them, you kind of open up, you know, because
of course
I can shut down fast, man. I'm good at shutting down. I'm that's pretty much what I'm best at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that and masturbating.
Yeah, ready for this? This one, number 9. Introverts rejoice. Date a comedian and you'll have most weekends to yourself.
Yeah, and then you're on the phone going, are you ever going to come fucking home? Can we ever hang out?
Yeah.
The only time I get to see you was from 11 o'clock to midnight on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, you don't even know. I didn't get to see you all weekend. The only time I get is Sunday, but then you got to watch the Jets game. I'm like, it's only 3 hours of fucking...
When you drive back from Philly at midnight or 1, why don't you just come stay at my house... And we'll go pumpkin picking in the morning. Fucking bullshit. I won't be home until 2 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm going to go to your house, bang the shit out of you, and then have no rest.
You ready for this one, dude? Number 8 is a fucking doozy. Because of their unstable nature of their careers, comedians appreciate healthy, stable relationships to come home to.
Oh, God.
We would love that. But the reason why we're in a bad way and are unstable is because we are with unstable women. Unstable women are attracted to unstable men. Why do you think we're all disasters? My girlfriend's not unstable, and she's very unstable, but
she's
only
she's a woman.
Yeah, she's abroad, but she's unstable in a sense where she always thinks that, you know, she's losing me. I'm like, where the fuck am I going? You know, just fucking.
I'm not leaving these cats.
I'm not going nowhere. You know, but it's like
we're trying to get a jacuzzi outside.
I just don't.
Are you going anywhere?
I just don't see the. We appreciate healthy, stable relationships. How many comics you know are in a healthy, stable relationship? Like yeah. Two.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and now who else,
you know, it could be the
who else has a fucking healthy, stable relationship on the whole grand scheme of all the relationships?
Exactly.
Think about it. Yeah. You're just talking, they're talking shit. You're just being human beings.
Right.
Everybody has their shit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think when they mean, you know, stable as in, you know, most of the time it's pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
But most comics, I know, they're in disaster.
You want to see unstable relationship? Come over to my house on Thanksgiving, and I fucking Gallagher'd a turkey because someone drank all my Captain Morgan. I'll show you unstable.
You Gallagher'd a turkey.
Fucking sledgehammer that fucking bird.
Let's go number 7, related. No one will accuse you of being a gold digger. I get it, because we're not, you know, you don't make a lot of money unless you get really huge.
Yeah, unless you get huge.
Number 6. Is stand-up comedian a lucrative job? Not always. But how many people can say that they're doing what they love? That's very admirable. Admirable. That's admirable. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking of. That's very admirable. I like to admire. Yeah, I understand it. But women don't look at that and go, oh, I admire. Women see a guy on stage with a microphone. And let's face it, it's not a guitar, okay? So let's stop with the groupie nonsense, okay? You know, don't get me wrong, you're on stage, so this is a lure of, like, fame if they don't know you, you know, and they're like, wow, you know, like, that's cool.
It's
He's
not,
in front of people.
All
but
the women,
it ain't like being a, it ain't like playing a guitar.
No, you have to understand, like, ladies, the snatchola does not reach your fucking dressing room, the green, because normally you don't have a green room. You get a fucking broom closet.
Yeah,
to
we're in the back eating chicken fingers, you
yeah.
know.
That doesn't happen.
Comedy. The comedian menu.
If you are lucky enough to be with a comedian who becomes famous, then you have to watch out a little bit. Then you might have the groupies. Until then, we are the bottom of the barrel. The stragglers that are at the last bit of, last people at the club or last people at the show that are all tuned up, mm-hmm. and it's their one free fun night.
Yeah, and, you know, and you're kind of a star, you know, but not really.
Western Angle, all the comedians we all know are only in stable relationships. Ugh. Then he says, stable comedian relationships, Conti and Kenny, Norton and Florentine, Burn DeRosa.
All horrific. Now, this I will almost agree with, only because personally it almost... comedians are usually following their dream. You might be inspired to start following your own. This has backfired for me because... you know, I'm always following my dreams, and, you know, my girlfriend's always very supportive.
Sure.
And she's always like, oh, you know what? You're always working to, you know, be a better comic and trying to get gigs and you're working on the radio show. But the problem is it causes a little bit of a problem because it puts my girlfriend in a depression because she said she doesn't have any dreams and she's got no talents. So she's like, I don't have any dreams. And I'm like, Oh, and my girlfriend actually does have some talents, you know? She just doesn't think she does.
What she has to understand is that it's not dreams, it's passions. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's passions. Yeah. It's not dreaming about, you know, flying a 747, right, or being an astronaut. It's the passions. What's the little thing that you get off on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whether it be painting or something sexual or whatever it is, it's passions, not dreams.
She used to do writing. She used to do like erotic writing. She won't do it anymore. You know what's funny?
She's erotic writing. I think she would probably be really fucking good at it.
She thinks she's terrible at it. You know why? Because she's not a good speller. I'm like, that's what you have editors for.
Have you ever seen like a Stephen King draft or anything?
No.
It's like chicken scratch. There's no such thing as...
She's an idiot. She thinks that... Look at me trying to pump her up. She's a complete and utter buffoon. Yeah, she thinks that you have to be a good speller to be a good writer. I'm like, no, you just have to be a good writer. You have editors.
Yeah, you just can get your point across. You know the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. She would probably, I think she would probably be really good at that.
She was. I think she is.
Yeah. Weston Echo, I can't have a girl who gets inspired to also follow her dreams. Someone's got to pay the rent. Yeah. Scumbag.
And do the dishes.
Scumbag, just keep oppressing her. You fucking selfish jerk off. Meanwhile, he's getting a Hayabusa motorcycle, and she's fucking working two jobs and no dreams.
Yep. Number four. At home, however, comedians
the
are
only all... thing she paints is the bathroom.
The bathroom?
Yeah, because she wants to be a painter or something.
Oh, but I was gonna say.
All she's painting is molding.
Yeah, painting it splotches of red. Number four, at home, however, comedians are often introverted and sensitive. Your steady support will be very welcome. That's not a terrible
point, is Brent. There's a huge market now on Amazon for for dinosaur erotica. No shit.
Really?
Do you see what guest 4,000 whatever just put? Do you see that?
What is that?
It's a little baby. Well, maybe he's about 6 or 7. And somebody painted a bowling ball to look like a golf ball.
Is that why they're doing that?
Yeah, and just douches the kid. Go into the More Like Radio chat room.
Oh, my God, yeah. He's running up. He kicks it. And then
as hard as he can and just dead stuff. You got to be kidding me.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious, but
it's
bad.
Awful.
Great prank, but pick an adult.
Let's see.
What was it? I'm sorry. I missed the last one.
No. At home... However, comedians are often introverted and sensitive. Your steady support will be very welcome. Yeah, steady support doesn't mean, are you going to clean the dishes? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? That I don't have an issue at home with, but I'm saying there are comics who, you know, have somebody and they're probably like, oh, you're out all night. Why don't you help me around the house? Blah, blah, blah. I'm sure they get that too. You know what I mean?
Well, say that again. Say that one more time.
At home, however, comedians are often introverted and sensitive. Your steady support will be very welcome. But...
I don't need your support. I just need you to stay away from me for a little while.
Exactly. That's the support we need.
Yeah.
That's the support.
That's all. I'm good.
Stay the fuck away. And that's number three. Stay the fuck away. No, it's not. Number three, your date will be the life of the party. At the party. Sometimes. Sometimes just to a point where it's like, yeah, I don't want to.
Read that again. I'm just watching this kid die over and over again.
Oh, no, number three, your date will be the life of the party. At the party.
No, then he's not a true comedian.
Well, not that he's doing it. Sometimes you can be a little bit more open, and you know, and you can talk to people about a lot of different things.
You know what you could do? You know what it is? Not being the life of the party. Okay, what you can do is you can save a party. You can save a dinner date where it's just medial conversation. People are uncomfortable. There's nothing really happening.
Right.
You can spark it. You know what I mean? But like, I'm not
like, you know, like, hey,
I'm
like
a fucking carrot top.
Yeah.
A New Year's party. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Come with a fucking toilet, a plunger, and a suitcase, and start doing fucking, you know, circus carnival tricks. Number two, comedians see the humor in the otherwise unfunny stuff or life, and can look at the same situation from different perspectives.
There you go. That's the only one that I fucking...
But what does that have to do with
ravaged
dating?
By the Triceratops, mating with the raptor. Christy Sims.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's the erotica. That's the dinosaur erotica.
Really?
Christy Sims. And look, she's an erotic author with couple of books.
Erotic dinosaur. Dinosaur erotic?
Dinosaur
what
erotica.
What the fuck would you want to read that for? Tyrannosaurus Rex went to pull his junk out, but his arms didn't reach.
The T-Rex had blue balls, and he couldn't reach his own penis.
Exactly.
So
he grabbed an orange juice maker, and he just rubbed his sack up against
the bottom. I didn't realize you had to go internal to find a T-Rex dick.
Yeah.
Died on that one. Stupid tongue.
Let's see. Comedians see the humor in otherwise unfunny stuff for life and can look at the same situation. But that's, I don't, what's that got to do with dating him? You know what I mean? Like, how is that a positive for dating a comic?
Well, if her mother dies, you might be able to,
make some jokes about the urn or something like that. We have both of her parents in urns at the house.
Fart while the priest is giving the eulogy. Something like that.
Okay.
Lighten it up a little bit.
And number one. You ready for number one, dude? This one.
This Christy Sims wrote 60.
Oh, really?
Weston Echoes.
She should be living under a fucking bridge.
She wrote 60 dinosaur
fucking
porns.
Dinosaur fucking erotic. And, if you buy that, you're a chooch.
Or a lizard person.
Exactly. Maybe
Mia Cumulati.
Yeah, I was going to say. Cumulati. Donald Rumsfeld buys those books. Are you a lizard person?
The Cumulati.
Jim Morrison bought one. Number one. Comedians want to make people laugh. Get ready to be entertained. Because that's what I do to my girlfriend. She comes home, I'm like, cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
And she hates it.
I never do that. I'm just like, oh, is she in a bad mood? Did the fucking vultures at her work fuck with her? Oh, she's in a good mood. And we just have a fun time.
Right, right.
She doesn't really come home in a bad mood. She does work with a bunch of twats.
It's probably because she's coming home to you. She's fine in her fucking Mercedes with the top down.
She's in an office filled with women. It's a nightmare.
She's in a nice car.
It's an absolute nightmare for her. Because she's not a regular chick. She doesn't get offended by stuff. She likes fart jokes and duty jokes and they just, they're all like, because you women are all fake. You're all fake when it comes to that shit. You want to put on this false front that you're a lady and you do this and that. You know, why don't you just be yourself, you know? And she's around these girls that are all, they look at her like, oh my God, I can't believe you find that funny. It's like, what? What?
It's funny.
You think you're fucking special, you know?
And it's funny too. They just don't admit it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. That is my point, my friend. And I'm going to tell you something.
Oof.
Believe that?
Look at that.
Fucking 3 hours, dude. We took two breaks. We just...
good show.
We brought it...
Fun show.
We broke it down into 3 hours, man. Who do we got to thank? We got to thank everybody in the chat room, man. A couple of people we have not seen in a long time. Joe Z, of course, back in the chat. Joe Z, and you know who he is.
Yes.
I told him he makes...
Absolutely.
See if he wants to come up one night. Sit in for the show.
More than
haven't
welcome.
Haven't seen him in a long time.
He lives close, too, right?
Yeah, I think he still lives in Jersey.
I think he said New Brunswick, didn't it? Wasn't it?
I think he was down there, yep. I don't know who Shits and Giggles is in the chat, but
Shits
welcome.
And Giggles hasn't been here in a long time.
Do you remember Shits
Absolutely.
And Giggles?
Absolutely.
How come I don't remember Shits and Giggles?
Yeah, Shits and Giggles.
Really?
I haven't seen Shits
and
Giggles.
Well, welcome back, Shits and Giggles.
And Credo.
Credo's going to be getting, you're not getting one sticker, my friend. You're going to get a handful of stickers, all right?
White S. Burn, I never care about laughs unless I'm the one laughing, but I'm just the guy. Exactly. We do it for ourselves.
Yeah, there is some of that.
If you want to come along for the ride, go ahead. Join on. Otherwise, I'm going to do my thing.
Yep. Colorado Dickhead in the chat. First off, before anything else, put in your entries for the Worst Comedian on the Planet contest. If you need to find out information, just go to ContiandKenny.com. It's on the front page, and you can get all the info about that. And listen to the last two episodes, and you'll know exactly what we need, okay? And it's going to be really, really great, man, because right now we have two entries so far, and they're fantastic.
Brilliant.
Colorado Dickhead and his pal, Fat Lazy Fucks. Shits and Giggles says hello. I can't remember who the fuck Shits and Giggles was. This annoys me. I can't believe it. Well, let me just get this out of the way. Follow us on Twitter, the show's Twitter account, which is blowing up. Thank you, Credo. He's off for 2 weeks. He'll be listening. We appreciate it, buddy. You'll get this shit in the mail this week. All right, pal? Our Twitter accounts, the show is at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at KennyMichaels5. Subscribe to our podcast, the show's podcast, and also Conti and Kenny. Kenny Shorts is Kenny in the Kenny from South Park's outfit. Uh-huh. That's great. Don't forget, hopefully this Frank is going to fix it, so hopefully the new Shorts number 9 will be up in the next couple days. And get the TuneIn app so you can listen to us live. And a couple of friends of the show, some websites, jjcomedy.com. He's got some great shows coming up, including Bobby Kelly and a few other great comics, man. Life-forever.com, that's our pal DeChrome's website. Also, GodHatesBrickStone.com, MetalAsylum.net.
Brickstone is Dave Cyrus. Go to Artie Black, the movie. ArchieBlackTheMovie.com.
Yep.
And check out the trailer.
And a couple of podcasts we just were friends with. Yep. Metal Breakfast Radio, great show. Unlearn.tv, that's Unlearn with Rich and Tony. They're on tomorrow night from 7 o'clock on Unlearn.tv. The I Don't Know Joe show, that's Joe Fernandez's podcast. It's the It's All About Me show with Howls and Rorschach. They're on Saturday at midnight, noon. And also, my pal Benny Michaels has a show, Pod Cheese. And then there's Cousin Joe and all the other shows on Metal Breakfast, morelikeradio.com. And we're out of here. So thank you guys for being part of the show. Everybody in the chat.
Happy holidays. See you before
Happy
Christmas.
Happy holidays. We'll see you before. We'll have one more show before Christmas.
And I will buy everyone a Megalodon tooth.
Megalodon tooth. Very good.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it in the mail with a Conti and Kenny sticker. So if you want a Conti and Kenny sticker.
You're buying Megalodon teeth and meteorites. Who are you? Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. Yeah, that was Josie. Great yeah. line. Yeah, if you want any Conti and Kenny stickers, email us, ContiandKenny@AOL, and give us your address, and we will mail them to you. Let me know how many you want, okay? All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Peace.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.